Work of home helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here at the moment with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can see his smiling face if you go to WDEL.com. You know, you and I never talked in the last encounter last week that we had, because you become a regular participant, and I'm happy about that. I think you bring a lot to the program. We didn't talk about my being on your program, which may not have been a headline, but it's an interesting experience to have two people who do this for a living. Like the blind leading the blind, or however.
No, actually, that's the opposite, Doug, because you're very well informed when it comes to agricultural news and what's going on in that industry as well as politics. You really brought a lot to my audience, and I appreciate that. Plus, you and Joe Biden have something in common. Does that trouble you?
Well, I hope it's not my hairline.
No. What it is this. All I have to do is say good morning, and then either one of you just goes off for the next 40 minutes. I can go off and get a cup of coffee, come back, and you're still going.
You know, that's what Michael Harrison says to me all the time. I did an interview with, he has a couple of shows that he does, a podcast, and so we were talking about another aspect of farming on his thing that runs on the Wonk station in Washington, which also carries this program. And it was interesting because he asked me a question, and he said, make it short. So
good
he
luck.
Asked me the question. I answered the question. That was the end of the conversation. End of story. Bing, bang, boom.
This was a brilliant
for
program.
Something, though.
Yeah, that's true, Doug. And this is a brilliant program that you designed with Michael many, many years ago, in that it gives people around the country knowledge of what other people around the country are talking about. But more importantly, there's a lot going on in the world that is not in the top 10. And the fact that, you know, and you need to talk about this more, I do believe, the fact that China is buying up so much of our agricultural producers here in this country. And when they do, you mentioned Smithfield Farms. We're looking at the poultry industry as well as other fats.
Bumblebee tuna.
When they do, Doug, what does that mean for the food that we're putting into our stomachs of our children? Does China really care about us? And I would say no. And I think your passion, your knowledge needs to be shared, because this is something that affects our lives in very meaningful ways.
I was a part of a symposium that took place in Washington on Tuesday of this week that was a focus completely on China and our relationship with China. And my area of expertise, as you've suggested, the agricultural business. I do, for those who are wondering, I do a weekly program for farmers that also shows up in podcast form. If you'd like to avail yourself of it, it's American Family Farmer Show. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where you can get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it's a way for me to help people understand. I mean, it's much more focused than whatever I talk about on the DJV program or some of the other outlets that I have, because farming has changed so much since I was a kid growing up on the farm. But it still is important for Americans to understand the relationship between family, food, and the farm. And that's really what the program is about, the family, food, farm connection, which is becoming less and less clear. It's blurred because we have fewer and fewer people raising the food that we're eating, and that's a danger. As is the whenever there is a consolidation or, from my perspective, a top-heavy overview of an industry, it's become the dairy industry especially, but all of the means of food production have become top heavy. And one of the things that bothers me about the Chinese, why are we letting them buy Smithfield? Why are we taking the good pork that we grow here, bringing it to China, bringing their crap pork back over here to grind it up into sausages, stuff, you know, why are we doing that? Why have we done, I suppose that we can spread this out a little bit, because number seven on the countdown this week is U.S.-China relations. Fact that we have allowed them to have the trade imbalance or to work that, I mean, I suppose you can say that. One of the things that that is part of the countdown at number six are the farm workers and the immigration reform, the whole business about that new relation, that new, the old NAFTA is out, and there's the new, what is it, USMCA?
MCA. Yes.
So Canada and Mexico have a different and better relationship with it. I mean, I don't, whether you're crazy about Trump or not, the fact that these things have come under scrutiny and the fact that we have changed for the better our relationship in terms of trade and how we exchange things with these two important trading partners, and how we need to change it with China, and in fact, how we, you know, we changed the balance in Europe as well. Now, I'm beginning to wonder, because of the election in Britain, that was the number eight item this week on the countdown, on the British, on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The election there has put Boris Johnson in charge, and my first thought was, because I've been driving Range Rovers for almost 20 years, maybe, when 1994 is when I bought the first one. So they've put the, I don't even begin to understand, I'd like to get your perspective on this. I don't even begin to understand, what are we missing here? It seemed to me, and to most observers, that the Brits themselves want not to get out of the European Union now that they've thought it through. But yet they elect this boob in a very significant way, and his whole mission is, and I don't even understand why he wants to get out of it. What do they get? This ruins the economy, and in terms of cars, it'll kill the British car industry. Be the end of the Jaguar and Range Rover car brands.
Well, why is that? Why would it be the
because
end
they'll
of Jaguar?
Know they, because the trade, what it'll cost them to buy stuff, the part of the thing is the trade.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And what they pay for tariffs and that kind of stuff, and nobody's going to pay that's been the beauty of the European Union. They eliminated all tariffs and all trade barriers, so they work as one economy, basically. So you pull England out of there, and you give Peugeot and Fiat and all the other ones, they'll have a picnic now, because there'll be no more Rover.
Yeah, I wonder, Doug, politically, if there's a parallel here between what happened with Parliament and Johnson, Boris Johnson being elected, and the Conservative Party winning huge election victory there. I wonder if there's a parallel between that and us, because, as you said, all the news, all the quotes, all the people, everything we see was anti-Boris, anti-Boris. Oh, he's destroying the country. He's ruining everything. And it seemed like they're against Brexit. And then here's the election, and they win in vast majorities. So I wonder if maybe you have a lot of people who are saying one thing quietly because they don't want to be disparaged in public by people who are loud and angry about Brexit and shouting them down. Maybe they say, I'm with you. I get it. But then when they go to vote, it's like, I'm voting for Johnson, I'm voting for conservatives, I'm voting for Brexit, and I wonder if, like we have here in this country, Doug, as you've noticed, people say, Trump, he's bad, he's horrible, impeach him.
People are going to vote for him.
But quiet, Yeah, but quietly they're going, look at the economy, and I have a job, and my you know, that lousy, rotten, lazy brother-in-law of mine has a job, too. It's great. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah, you know? 78-seat conservative majority. Johnson, I mean, this is nothing but a massive swing away from Jeremy Corbyn, probably the end of the road for him. And Brexit now has this, what they read into it, is a powerful mandate to get it done. So the threat, if you will, of a second referendum, I don't think the British people, I think it's the end of the British economy. That country cannot, unless there, there was some kind of a deal made, I think I told you once, about 4 or 5 months ago, I had dinner with a guy who was Trump's biggest trade representative, and he had worked on whatever kind of a quiet deal there is between Trump and Boris Johnson to sort of shore up the British economy because of the impact of Brexit. But that doesn't mean, unless somebody buys a Range Rover and Jaguar as an example, but there are plenty of other companies, and brings them here or puts them someplace where they're not going to have the impact. It's suicidal. Nobody understands it, but yet there it is. So
I understand. And, Doug, this may upset you. I understand that because you're a Land Rover, Range Rover kind of guy. But me, I'm looking at this
IKEA.
Thing. I want to know. I'm a Jeep guy.
Yep.
So I've had Jeeps. Yeah. And I'd be looking forward to the less expensive Jeep. Maybe you can get a good deal now on a Land Rover when it all comes down the pike.
Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. The rest of the members of our society seem to have exited stage left or right. Everybody's got something going on this weekend, and that's not a bad thing. And we've had technical stuff. I don't know how you've been doing down there at your radio station. We had really crazy technical stuff going on all week. Maybe it's that bed. Did you see that moon and the fact that
it was
full at 12:12 on the 12th of the 12th month? That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, and my wife was pulling on my shirt after we went grocery shopping. She said, look. I said, oh, man. So have we had sunspots? I know that Victoria had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Well, the sunspots.
Hopefully she'll be able to join us.
The sunspots are lessening, and that's why the weather will be less impacted by the sun stuff. But it just seems this week we've had kind of a weird week. All right, let's move ourselves into some ideas for Christmas. Everybody now getting ready. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas 2019. Have you found the practical gift for the person who has almost everything but not any MyPillow towels? If you're a person, you like to have things that are useful, right? I like to have things that have utilitarian value, frankly. And this presents the opportunity for me to tell you about one of many things. If you haven't gone to MyPillow.com, please avail yourself of that opportunity to see what's there. Brand new now, for the first time this year, MyPillow has towels. A towel six-pack includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. These are towels that actually work. Every towel I have always used, or at least for the last maybe 10 years, it feels good, but it doesn't dry me. And so what good is a towel if you can't get dry, right? That's where MyPillow comes in with a new towel six-pack. And with the DJV code, you can buy them at 30% off. That's something fabulous, brand new on the market. And using this code, you can buy them and save 30%. That's at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
We all have friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and you can overview the list that's prepared by the staff there, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people impacting it. Let's just go through the list. I have just my pal Rick Jensen from WDEL at the moment. We're working on a few other components to the program. The
That's
number
fun.
10
Glad to be here.
Issue. We're happy here to have you here. The problems with the 737 continue. The Boeing. I can't for the life of me understand how the guy who's the CEO of Boeing still has a job. They have booted this thing, the public relations disaster. That is, plus the cancellation of 400 planes, the orders on 400 planes. You know how much money we're talking about? And they got 400 that they kept, they kept the production line going. There's 400 of these planes sitting on the ground up in Seattle that the people that have ordered them won't take, or the FAA won't let them take them because they won't certify them. The FAA this week came out with a, and I didn't, this is again another one. Oh, you scratch your head on this one. The FAA says, I don't know if you saw this or not, Rick, that they warned Boeing after the first crash that if they didn't modify the way they built the plane with the engines and the corresponding computer glitches, that there'd be 10 more crashes in the next year.
Right. The chief is saying, no, you should not put these back into service at all. And Boeing, of course, they're just looking at the money. FAA is looking at the lives. The whole thing is a massive failure.
What are we paying? Look at the money that we're paying for all of this. First of all, we have too much government involved in many things and not enough government involved in things like this. Who's the overseer? You're going to let them police themselves? Especially after that's what they did. Basically, FAA says, okay, you certify the plane and send us your report. Okay, how's that working for you so far? It's cost
and
them.
After the first couple of crashes, Boeing said, oh, well, that's pilot error. Nothing to do with the plane.
Baloney.
And it turns out they lied. Yeah, they lied.
Yeah. I'm not riding on a 737. Anyway, I used to call the Airbuses crap cans because they were so cheaply made. I'd rather ride on an A321, and that's what I use to go back and forth from coast to coast. I'd rather ride on that than I would on I certainly wouldn't want to ride on a 737. Bigger Boeing planes, the 777, the 787, great, great planes. But the history of Boeing is really so fabulous. How these people on the board of directors, stockholders, the people running it can let this company run into this state of malaise that it has is way beyond what anybody can imagine. It really is.
Sometimes improvements are not improvements. I mean, if they just updated the DC-10, it's one of my favorite planes, and I was flying around the country quite a bit. I thought it was great, the 747, sure. But, this is designed to make a lot of money for one group of people, and that would be bankruptcy lawyers.
Well, in this circumstance, Ben, this is a bad play. Number 9 on the countdown is the Harvey Weinstein deal. Do you believe this guy's paying out, I think it's $45 million in settlement, and not one penny is coming from him. It's coming from the insurance companies that insured his company. 45, not one red cent coming from this bastard.
Only thing that most of us want to read about Harvey Weinstein is his length of sentence in prison.
You know, either that or his obituary. One or the other.
Yeah.
That sounds
true
a little
enough.
Harsh, but
that's true.
Of what value is this guy? I mean, somebody must love him someplace, but when you think about what he's gotten away with for decades at the hands of unsuspecting women or women that really couldn't do much about it, pretty horrible stuff. All right, continuing. We've already made a comment on British election. That's number 8. China relations, number 7. We did that. Maybe we'll talk about the farm workers as we continue here on this week's Countdown Overview.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
This is Carl Lindebaud, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
So we've been joined now by Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, and John Harper is, I can't find him anywhere. Rick Jensen is here from WD. I can't find McFadden, has gone to Texas somewhere. Now, let's see, who else are we? Jennifer had to do a toy drive in Los Angeles today, so that's where that's we fun. Have what we have intelligentsia here. Victoria, being the expat Brit that she is, I'm sure has some very interesting, keen observations on Brexit. So let's go back to that, or to the British election. So my question to you, Victoria, is, is our news media that bad that we've gotten the reporting that we have, or even the British news media, that we would end up with an election that was skewed as much as it is, given the closeness of the last election? So what in the world has happened to change the electorate in England?
Well, the electorate hasn't really changed.
There's 78 votes more than anybody. He didn't have that kind of a margin in the last election.
Yeah, he had that kind of lead in the polls. He had a big lead in the polls.
Now I'm talking about the last election.
Oh, yes, the last election. But Boris had a big lead in the polls really throughout. And
but he didn't win. Hold on a second. I want to get this straight. He did not win. There was a hard. He had a hard time putting a government together after the last election. So what's happened in England to change that in a short period of time to have the results that we have now?
I'll tell you. There's a couple of factors here. It's not that people like Boris Johnson. They don't like Boris Johnson, and they don't trust Boris Johnson. They think he's a serial philanderer and a liar, and they don't like him. But there's a couple of
things.
That's
the way to win an election, then. I guess Trump's assured of a real election.
Well, there's a couple of factors. One is there is such deep emotional exhaustion about Brexit that they do just genuinely want to get it done. Even many people who are against Brexit.
To get Brexit done or to get the discussion over with?
Get the discussion over with. Families will not discuss it in the home. It's like, you may not come into this home and discuss it. Pubs have signs on the walls that you may not discuss.
So I get that part of the emotion. But the reality is, they're cutting their throat from ear to ear when it comes to their existence, their economy. I was just thinking about one aspect of it earlier, the Jaguar Range Rover reality that is the biggest and largest car manufacturer in England. They'll go out of existence, or they'll move them to another company, another country.
They'll find it out. There's another very important piece here. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is probably the most the most unpopular politician in Britain in the last 80 years. He's dreadful. And he also ran an appallingly bad campaign.
How do they get the... Is the same thing happening in England and all over the world? Bad leadership comes because the good people don't want to get involved in the noose that the news media puts around their neck?
No, this is the Labour Party. They choose their own leader, and they allowed him to stay as leader. I could have told them he was going to flounder and fail. He's not good with slogans. He's meanders. He would not take a position on Brexit. He's only popular in his own constituency, which is a trendy area in northwest London. He's very unpopular in the hard left Labour areas in the northeast, you know, real working class areas that vote Labour, hate his guts. And they hate his guts. And they voted.
I have a question, if I may, please. I have a question. Boris Johnson, if he's such a horrible racist misogynist bent on destroying the British economy and everybody fears him, specifically, what makes Jeremy Corbyn so much worse?
Jeremy Corbyn, well, it's not, I didn't say he was all those, I didn't say bent on destroying the British economy. Those were not words.
I've been reading that about Boris Johnson, and we're talking about Brexit, how that could have destroyed the economy.
Corbyn is just perceived as somebody who could not be a prime minister. And he's perceived
as a stiff, upper-lipped Brit, a limey.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not got a stiff upper lip. Jeremy Corbyn does not have a stiff upper lip. Mm. He does not.
Okay, well, all right, let's move on to something else.
That's his problem.
You were at the forum this week that was conducted in Washington on U.S.-China relations. I'd like to know what you... I was talking to Rick Jensen a few minutes ago about what my... angle on it was, because you were there, you had probably a different perspective on it, and I think the more we talk about this, the whole relationship with China needs to be more in the spotlight in terms of how it's affecting the average American. So I wondered what your takeaway was from that seminar.
Well, one of the things that I found so fascinating, particularly talking to people afterwards, was how much they learned about China. And,
what, in the seminar?
And about China's treatment of Hong Kong, appalling treatment of Hong Kong, and about how China is interested in domination, but also how China internally is in some trouble. So that was interesting.
I'm with you on that one. That was a revelation. Explain, please, because that's a real revelation that people need to hear.
China has internal power struggles. And so that's important for us to know. And, you know, we don't always see the reporting on this. You can see the reporting on it, but you have to read, papers like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and then go into papers like Foreign Affairs, like that, and really get into the articles like, paragraph 8. And then you start to read about the conflicts inside the Chinese Communist Party, where there are disputes.
Well, it's not only that, but the average public, they're worried that the strings are coming off the rap when it comes to the people understanding. I mean, I found out the largest Mercedes dealer in the world is in Beijing. I didn't know that. I did know that a lot of people are buying Buicks. They sell more American cars in China than anything else. And then the Mercedes, the fact that there's such a disparity between the workers and the people who are running things, as it were, that can't be good for the prospects of them keeping power.
It's not good. And this small trade deal that they have secured, the Americans and the Chinese, I think the Chinese are quite happy with it. They don't have to buy a lot of agricultural goods from America, and they get quite a nice relief in tariffs.
Yeah. Well, the farmers are getting screwed. That's another thing we ought to talk about in a moment. Number six this week is a specific ruling on the farm, what they call the H-2A allowance, and that's an immigration story which we can talk about. And we'll also talk maybe about agriculture a bit. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories that have made it big this past week. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, situation with the Boeing 737, troubles that they're having continually with that. Harvey Weinstein and that outrageous deal. Number 9, $47 million, not from him, but the insurance companies, going to the victims of his lechery. Number 8, the British elections. Good God, what's going to happen as a result of that? Number 7, China relationships and how they're affecting the U.S. economy. Number 6, the farm worker ruling, immigration reform put together there. Presidential races, number 5. Number 4, the shootings in Jersey City. Number 3, the naming of the time, person of the year. Number 2, our elections and the FBI involvement and all the stuff that's coming out as a result of number 1, which is the impeachment. Those are the top 10 items according to the research at Talkers Magazine here on the Countdown.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. The people list now, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at Talkers.com. Number 10 on the list, the perspective, this makes a lot of sense because Harvey Weinstein and his settlement was number 9 on the story list, so he's number 10 on the personal list. Elizabeth Warren is number 9. Other candidates sort of tied for the 8th and 7th position, Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete and Joe Biden. At number 7 is Greta Thunberg. Number 6, Andrew McCabe. Putin, number 5. Adam Schiff, number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3, Nancy Pelosi, number 2, and the president, as usual, is at number 1. That's the list. No mystery there as you look around at what's going on in the world and the fact that lots of people want to know more about these people as they play into it. I think Greta Thunberg is an interesting character, maybe the most interesting new name on the list. That's it. People list, courtesy of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, we're trying to cram a lot of stuff in here in the last few minutes with these two experts, Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. So, Victoria, the New Zealand volcano, which is number 10 on the countdown this week, involves people from where, and what's the cruise ship that was involved in this somehow or other?
Well, my colleague has the details on the cruise ship more than I do.
It has people
from all over. But what is so tragic is that scientists have been saying, first of all, this is a very active volcano, and scientists have been saying this thing could go any time.
How long have they been saying that?
Well, for a while, but there have been signs saying this thing is more likely to go than it has been for a while. And yet they were still allowed to go inside. And it just seems to me foolish to allow tourists who don't have the necessary scientific background to make an informed decision on that if they're not told, by the way, did you know that the scientists are saying this thing is more likely to go?
I think people should make up their own minds about that. But the question is, how much are they informed? There's a company called GeoNet, and they track the hazard information in New Zealand, and they're the ones that warned this new volcanic activity on White Island meant that an imminent eruption was possible. Did they have that information? Because some of the victims were from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and they actually booked these trips where they say, hey, go see an active volcano. Okay, let's go do that. Yeah, and people didn't realize, here's the operating word, active. Understand. This volcano is active. So I think a lot of it is on them unless they were not told by this information from GeoNet that, hey, we have new volcanic activity and the eruption is imminent. If they weren't told, then it's on them. Yeah.
All right, let's go for a minute or two on number 6 this week in the counting. You can find the countdown, all the information on the charts that's listed every week at talkers.com, talkers.com. The farm workers thing that passed this week, Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I love government speak. It really does is favor the Latino workers that are now spreading all over the country. The Democrats voted and some Republicans as well. There were 161 Republicans voted against it, but it's going to be signed by the president. It eases the immigration. What it does is deal with the problem of immigrant workers going to the farms and makes it a little more consistent, if you will, that, the business of where the farm workers are coming from. There was a an interview, I think one of the news channels had an interview with a dairy farmer, and he said, my biggest problem is that I can't get workers. Well, he can't get workers because the illegals, the good thing is the Trump administration is stopping the flow, or at least lessening the flow of illegals into the country. The bad news is that apparently white and black and whatever Americans that are legal here don't want to shovel manure or touch dairy cows' teats or whatever it is, because you know, the sale of robotic milking machines has never been higher because they can't find the labor to milk the cows. And I mean, that's the inside insight into this. But one, you know, you wonder how bad has the illegal immigration problem been on the farm, given what's happening now. They say they can't find workers. They can't find workers because they're shutting off the flow. So whether this helps the fact that it lets people in or they can become legal residents and, you know, that kind of stuff, it's not very complicated, but it's a little, it's still a little sticky. So let's see where it all goes. But still another problem for farms and farming in America. Thank you to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen for being here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Normally, every week at this time, there is an important discussion of the top technology stories of the week. Actually, there is a list that's out of things that are important in terms of technology, and I think there are some surprises out.
Not really. No big surprises, other than when you really look back at this past decade from 2010 to now winding down to 2000 at the end of 2019. It is kind of impressive when you look back at some of the major things that we rely on now, and they all came from this decade. The number one thing being the iPad. That was invented in 2010. That's when it was first, well, that's when it first hit the market. And it was the, if you think about it, the iPad really changed tablets forever. Apple sold four and a half million of them in the first quarter after the launch, and it became one of the fastest selling gadgets in history. And so that's been named the number one gadget of the decade. Number two is the Roku streaming box. Now, I don't really know too many people who had the Roku box. However, this also came out in 2010. That accelerated what is now called cutting the cord with cable TV, because the Roku box allowed you to stream Netflix and Hulu and all those other things that didn't really exist before that technology. So that got named number two. Number three was the MacBook Air, which came in at 2.5 pounds and 1/10 of an inch thick. And Steve Jobs was still alive at the time. This is also 2010. And he touted that, the MacBook Air, as the future of computers. And he was not wrong. It eventually set the standard for thinly created laptops. And so now everybody kind of stacks themselves up against the MacBook Air. Number four, in 2011, came the Nest Learning Thermostat. Now, this is something that is in millions and millions of homes. This was the first smart thermostat that allowed people to, when they were away from their home, change the temperature in their house, heating, cooling, whatever, also smoke detectors, through an app. So that was a big deal. Number five, the Philips Hue Smart LED light bulbs allowed people to also control the color and the of the light bulb. It changes color, and you can use it all remotely through the app. That was a big deal. Number six was Chromecast. This also allowed people to plug into the HDMI port of their TV and then sync up to Wi-Fi so you can actually stream content from the internet. That was a really big one. That's before smart TVs existed. The Chromecast actually made a TV smart by hooking it up into that USB port. Number seven was Flex by Fitbit. Think about how many people have Fitbits. This came out in 2013 and completely changed the market of wearable technology and became a very popular Christmas gift in 2013. And another top design that they has gotten mentioned is Amazon's Echo. Now, essentially, Amazon's Echo products, not as highly rated as some of the other products. However, in 2014, they were the first to mainstream artificial intelligence and AI assistants. So Alexa really is kind of what started with all of the AI assistants. And now everything is voice command. So that was already all the way back in 2014.
How about that? All right, so let's see what we have here from Craigslist. Apparently, there's a lot of focus on this new app they have.
The Geek Out.
Craigslist, the epicenter of digital classified ads since 1995, remains a place filled with really good discoveries and deals, and also the dangers of scams and offers that seem too good to be true. Now, not much has changed over the years until last week when the site released its first official app. Yes, Craigslist now has an app that has been much needed since the site was never really good for perusing on a mobile device. Now, the app is almost equally as lo-fi as the site, but also as functional for both buying and selling items and services. The new Craigslist app for iOS is available now. It's free, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right. Here's a big story for this week, Victoria. YouTube banning insults.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So YouTube is updating its harassment policy. It's been trying to cut down on toxic interactions on their platform. They already ban users if they explicitly threaten someone, if they show confidential personal information, extortion, or if they encourage harassment. Now, YouTube says they will no longer allow veiled or implied threats. Now, that includes simulating violence against an individual. It also bans demeaning language, defined as insults involving race, gender, sexual orientation, or other protected attributes. And YouTube said that this applies to YouTube creators, public officials, and private individuals as well. They also admitted that this is going to be difficult to police and to enforce, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
All right, so there you go. An overview of some important things that have happened this week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing.
Holy Christmas, I eat so
music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and deck cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Who says the upper chamber will hear from both sides?
We're going to respect due process. I think that means we allow both sides to present their case. We should allow the House managers to do their very best and present their case. But you can be sure we're going to allow the president to defend himself as well. And that means, I believe, if the president wants to call witnesses, if the president wants to call Hunter Biden or wants to call the whistleblower, the Senate should allow the president to do so.
But Cruz says the impeachment case by the House Democrats is a failure, underscoring the intensity of the partisanship. Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey yesterday, he's one of the Democrats planning to oppose impeachment, said he intends to switch parties and join the GOP. Out west, California Governor Gavin Newsom's opposition to Pacific Gas and Electric's restructuring plan just a week after it struck a $13.5 billion settlement with fire victims is forcing the nation's largest utility to go back to the negotiating table and come up with a solution fairly quickly. The San Francisco-based company needs to pull the deal off to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy protection and regain its financial footing. A Big Three automaker is writing a big check for one mid-American city.
General Motors says it's investing $1.5 billion to retain 4,000 jobs at an assembly plant in the St. Louis area. The plant makes GM trucks and vans.
Correspondent Ken Lorman with that report. No let-up for U.K. lawmakers after last week's election that overwhelmingly put a conservative majority in the House of Commons. They are working to complete a Brexit exit strategy by the January 31st deadline. This is townhall.com.
Master Coker here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A second land search of New Zealand's volcanic White Island Sunday failed to locate the bodies of the last two victims of an eruption that has now claimed 16 lives, most of them tourists. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says search teams are absolutely desperate to find the remaining bodies and return them to loved ones.
It is a body blow for us, and I'm confident it's a body blow for the families that are still waiting.
Clement says all researchers are deeply committed to this task.
Everyone went out there absolutely desperate to find bodies and return them to loved ones. In terms of probability, I guess we were probably thinking, given that one was in the water, that so would two. But we're always hopeful.
Of the 47 people on White Island when it erupted, 24 were Australian citizens. 4 more were permanent residents of Australia. The 16th person, by the way, died Saturday at Sydney's Concord Hospital. More at townhall.com. A Hallmark Channel pulls the same-sex wedding ad and immediately draws bitter criticism.
We do.
We've helped a million couples plan their wedding.
Zola.com ad features two brides kissing at the altar. The spot was pulled by Hallmark, which is known for its love stories, after a complaint from the conservative advocacy group 1 Million Moms, part of the American Family Association. A Hallmark spokesperson told the AP the network pulled the ads because the controversy was creating a distraction. A boycott Hallmark hashtag was trending on Twitter at one point. Celebrities, including Ellen DeGeneres, blasting the decision, asking, "Isn't it almost 2020? Julie Walker, New York.
Sunday birthdays, Cindy Birdsong, one of the Supremes, turned 80 today. Rock musician Dave Clark of the Dave Clark 5, 77. Actor Don Johnson, Miami Vice, he's 70. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Secure.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another week, a lot of things to talk about as usual. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome in Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we review the charts for the week. The top stories and the top people, been a pretty interesting week, as most of them are. But I think it's been a collectively interesting week for you and me, you individually, me individually, and yet us together. We've participated in a couple of great discussions, and I want to highlight that. But first, if you would, go through the stories, the top ten as they appear in Talkers at Talkers.com. Which, by the way, is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Lots of things to talk about, if you will pardon the pun, people list, et cetera. So, Michael, please do the honors.
It was a wild week indeed. Mm-hmm. At number 10, the New Zealand volcano tied with the Boeing 737 problems that Boeing is having with its reputation, obviously. And
they deserve every bit of a bad press at the beginning.
Big government, big business, big media, big religion, big companies. They're all to be suspect. And we live in an era of incompetence brought on by greed and short-term attention span.
That's a great way of putting it. The government and completely the governments that fall along with Boeing and this one. And what are we paying our tax? You know, in some instances we decry the kind of involvement the government has in our daily lives, and it's very intrusive and overdone. And yet this is a job that's very important, and they're not doing it. So what do we you know? What's that lead us to think?
Let's move on to number 9, the Harvey Weinstein deal. Another deal. He's paying off a lot of the women.
He's not paying one red cent of his own money. It's all insurance money.
Yeah, I know, but he's not going to be able to enjoy his money anyway. He's got a lot of problems ahead. He's facing criminal trial, two women complaining at criminal charges, and he's facing a trial in New York, and he says he's innocent, and lots of luck. All right, number 8, the British election. Boy, that's a surprise.
Woo!
And number seven, the U.S.-China relations and the economy. You know, I'll talk about that on the program because we were really deep into that one this past week in Washington. And number six, a farm workers ruling in immigration reform. You certainly know all about that. Number five, the 2020 presidential race and health care reform, which is kept alive at least last week by talk between Warren and Buttigieg. They have different views on health care reform, so it's kind of interesting. Major story out of Jersey City at number four, the shooting at a kosher deli and the connection, obviously, to anti-Semitism on the rise around the world. And number three, the Time Magazine Person of the Year and Climate Change, a young lady named Greta Thunberg. And number two, we have Russia and the U.S. elections. I call it meddling and muddling, tied with FBI practices. Meddling and muddling. Mm-hmm. And number one, impeachment. Boy, it's surreal. Mm-hmm. And let's go through the people. Number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg at 9. We have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 8. Greta Thunberg at number 7. Andrew McCabe at 6. Number 5, Vladimir Putin and Michael Horowitz. Number 4, Adam Schiff. Number 3, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's it.
Okay, let's go back to... number 8 here. We threw a couple of comments in, and maybe that's all that needs to be said about 10 and 9, Harvey Weinstein and the Boeing 737 and the Boeing Corporation. But number 8, this British election, the results of it and what it means for them, for America. The first thing I thought of, frankly, Michael, because I drive Range Rovers, is that the Brexit deal could put the British automakers completely out of business. And how many other businesses? It's so difficult, maybe this is an American perspective, for me and any of my friends to understand how the British people don't, after all the discussion, even though they have major immigration problems, that they think the getting out of the European Union is going to fix that problem and not create other life-threatening problems for the existence of their economy on that island.
Yep. They may be too close to the forest, or maybe they're right. Maybe it'll work out okay. Don't know. Maybe it's just what they need. I mean, did you talk to Boris Johnson about the fact that you like to drive Range Rovers and that he should take that into consideration?
I did not talk to him about that. I sent him, however, some advice on his coif. That I did do.
I'm sure he'd be interested in that. No, but the fact of the matter is yes, there are certain things about this that seem clear or absurd, or foolish. And yet, the truth is, we really don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes things like this turn out to be the exact opposite of what conventional wisdom thinks. That's what the whole argument with the whole Trump paradox is about.
Right, yeah. And given, is this a forecast for the American election? The situation over there, I mean, he just barely got... The last election, he got in by the skin of his teeth. This time, he had a 78
I think you just hit the nail on the head in terms of speculation and the connection to the United States. Mm-hmm. It could be a sample of what we're going to have happen in this country.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Trump wins by a bigger majority than he did? He didn't really win by a big
majority. He'd have to win by a bigger majority to win, because he could, if he has the same number of votes and the wind blows in slightly different direction in terms of electoral college, he's gone.
Yeah. Right.
Now I think,
and that's why they're so worried about the farm states. Anyway,
if Trump wins, my own personal prediction, if he wins, is he'll win big.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses, he'll either lose close or he'll lose big. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't put money on it at this point. I have my personal suspicions, but I wouldn't. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, is that these situations, whether it's in Great Britain or it's here in the United States, they're really unpredictable. Yeah. And if there's anything we've learned, that the polls and that the prognosticators really are not dependable.
That's also true. Yep. Yeah, exactly. More so now than ever before, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 on the countdown. Well, that's number 7. We'll pause for a minute, and let's get into this seminar. Maybe that's not the right word for it, but
forum.
you led a forum on U.S.-China relations at the Washington Press Club this week, and there was a lot of presentation by the folks from the Epoch Times, which is a news agency that basically focuses on China. I found, even though I was a participant, and I hope I lent some credibility to the conversation, but I found what I learned about what's going on there from the other people who were there was pretty earth-shattering.
And they learned from you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it in a moment here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, let's continue on now. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on, the research done by the folks on the staff at Talkers Magazine every week. And as Michael and I were talking, the number seven item has to do with the relationship we have with China. And there was a lot of information that came out because of this forum that was held at the U.S. Press, the National Press Club in Washington this week. And I was pleased to have been invited by Michael to participate in it. I had one angle, but there were other angles that came up that were all very in that hour and a half, which, by the way, you can see if you go to talkers.com, it's very prominently presented there, the audio, the video, the summation of what went on, news media coverage of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, what was your take? What were your expectations when you put this together? And then
This is the second in a series. We did one on October 1st, the 70th anniversary of the communist takeover of China. We did one in New York, and that video is at talkers.com, and it's extremely informative, and it set the stage for the second one that we did this past Tuesday at the National Press Club. And it will be posted on talkers.com by Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week, folks. So, but you can still see the first one.
But you see the overview.
And if you're interested, yeah, and anybody out there who's a news freak and interested in the U.S.-China relationship, you're not going to get better information in terms of anything you see anywhere on video than what we just pulled off in Washington and what we did. I'm serious. It is pulling it off.
Putting all those people together.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Nobody gets paid to do that. It's all done by people being devoted to the truth in a situation that is probably the most dramatic and dire struggle that our country is facing today, and that is its frenemyship and its competitive relationship. And on a larger level, its existential relationship with the Communist Party that runs China. So we covered everything from the trade wars to the surveillance wars and Huawei and 5G. We talked about the human rights abuses that are taking place in China. We talked about Hong Kong. We talked about China's very modern 21st century form of subversion and warfare against the United States. I am not some wacko screaming about the commies here. This is a serious situation that both the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, agree that the last four presidencies before Donald Trump sold us down the river in terms of our relationship with
China. Sure did. Boy, did they ever.
So that's why I'm particularly, enthusiastic about this and step out of my role of being nonpartisan, because in this case I believe it's a national issue. So that's why I did it, and I do believe that the forum that we presented, and you were a major component of it with your expertise on the agricultural industry and the farm and food connection to China, I thought that you were a major part of it, and people learned a lot from you, Doug.
Thank you. Well, I believe strongly that we have a crisis in our own backyard with what goes on or isn't going on in the American family farmer, the institution of farming, how a big ag is overtaking him, and that's a big problem. One of the things that's contributing to it, frankly, are the Chinese coming in and buying means of production, and everybody's asleep to this, including the government. Why the hell should the government even let them be buying the pork, the major pork producer, the biggest pork producer in the country, the biggest tuna producer in the country, and going after the people that grow chicken so they can buy the chicken and bring it to China? Why should we let them do that? I think that's a major question, frankly. It's 21 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Job that Michael Harrison and I have.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so I put my mouth before my brain.
Which one of those two voices were live, you or the other one?
That's Ben. I wish I could remember his last name. He does so much voiceover stuff, and he's a very. I don't know if you know him or not. He's one of the ones. He does most of the movie trailers and lots of advertising. He's a short little guy.
Oh, really?
He's got this voice that he carries around in a wheelbarrow.
He sounds like a big giant.
Oh, my God. He's just a little guy.
Oh,
very
my.
Very interesting. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael and I are talking. I want to spend a few more minutes talking about the China relationship because of the things that we learned that people ought to hear from us, from you as the moderator. What I learned listening to these people. There was somebody who was very, very knowledgeable, and I was quite impressed with him. I hadn't met him before. His name is Joshua Phillip, who brings a great deal of expertise to the discussion of culture. What he did was bring me back to my studies in college of Taoism and the religious background of the fervent attention that the Chinese have paid to spiritualism until the commies took over in 1949. And, you know, the same thing can be said for the cultural aspects of health, you know, going back to things like acupuncture, although we didn't talk much about that, but it really refreshed my memory. And everybody, you know, we kind of get so we get removed, Michael, from either what we know or what information there is that's available. The Chinese have Today we are those damn commies from China. Well, the Chinese have had a fascinating and maybe the oldest civilization, really, that still is in existence on the planet. It's a very deep, deep, deep culture. And I wonder, I would love to have him on just to have a conversation about how it is that the Chinese got so far removed. What happened to them that removed them so far from their history as to allow China, the Mao and his...
Because they were starving? Because they were starving? I'll tell you the answer in a nutshell. They were starving. And the Chinese people, as an ethnicity, are a very gentle and
in many ways
a passive people.
Yeah.
And those among them who are very, very aggressive, as you'll find in any group, especially the largest population on Earth, there are more Chinese than anybody else, are subject to being taken over by a strong group, the Communist Party. You know,
well, that's
kind of
the Japan thing before World War II, because the Japanese are much tougher than the Chinese. That's an interesting observation, but true when you look back on it. Yeah, excuse
me,
go ahead.
So for 70 years now, the Communists have been running the country. They have, what, 2-3 generations of people that don't know anything else. And the last thing that the Communist Chinese want is for the Chinese to have a sense of history, because they want history to have started in 1949.
But tell us a little about what came out in the conversation with this guy, Philip, as to what the Chinese people really are experiencing and feeling.
Actually, the one that was talking about that was Nan Su, the Chinese gentleman from San Francisco.
Yes.
Josh Phillip is more of an expert on the technology and the surveillance and the warfare. So if you want to get into that after the break, I'd be more than happy to break it down for you, because it's fascinating.
Yep. It really is. And one of the things I brought up was, in terms of technology, we're all buying, you know, these cities are buying trains, and they're buying buses, and they're buying trolley cars, all made in China. And, you know, we talk about shooting ourselves in the foot. The sorts of things people don't even realize, every single major trolley car in any city in this country is all being made in China. Do you even know that? And you know, this kind of stuff that is, they're getting themselves into the fabric and fiber of our society like you wouldn't believe. Like, you don't even think about it now. You know, we know it's technology, but it's really deeper than that. More coming up in the next half hour of the Countdown. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee,
Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Talk radio coast to coast. Coast to coast, border to border, actually around the world. You can hear the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com every week. A lot of radio stations carry it in several different forms. It's a fascinating overview from a personal point of view. Both Michael and I are very involved in the issues from different perspectives. Michael does a lot of talk radio, and his expertise is second to none, so he adds a lot to the conversation, and that's why we, sometimes we have what we both consider to be a good time with each other on the program, but there's so much going on this week that I think we need to stick to what our focus is, and that is the items are very poignant on the list, which, again, you can see at talkers.com. The list is published every week. The farm workers, I want to stay with China for a minute, if we may. The warfare, we talked in this, for those of you who may be just joining us, we're talking about a symposium that Michael prepared and conducted in Washington at the National Press Club, which was the second in a series of overviews of our relationship with China, done in league with this Chinese, not really a Chinese news organization, but they specialize in China, the Epoch Times.
Actually is a Chinese newspaper.
It is.
In as much as they are.
Is
they
it available found, in China?
It's available, not in mainland China easily. They're banned by the government there.
Right, of course.
Their reporters have been persecuted, arrested, and have disappeared.
Yeah, right.
Their offices recently in Hong Kong were invaded and set afire.
Yeah.
The Chinese government considers them to be the major journalistic threat to the communist regime. They're read by Chinese people outside of China, which of course are in the millions and millions. But they are they have an American edition. They're in about 27 languages in about 30 countries, and are quite impressive. But they were founded by Chinese Americans, and they are ultimately at the hierarchy there are run by Chinese Americans who want to resist the communist takeover of China. It's fascinating. It's real life.
All right. So one of the things that we talked about also was the kind of warfare that they're engaged in. They spend a lot of money building ships and planes and stuff like that, but that's not really what their aim is. They've smartly figured out that they can, through other forms of quote-unquote warfare, win the day. At least they think they can in this circumstances, whether they understand America. Even though we are fractured and fragmented, we are still by far the most formidable foe that they could come up against. So whether they've judged us well or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But will you discuss a little of the, I think, Gorka, and there are three other talk radio hosts that were there, Larry from WMAL.
Larry O'Connor from WMAL. Right. You, of course, from Stefan Multimedia, The Countdown, and the DJV show. And we had John Fredericks, who has an independent radio network that runs across the state of Virginia. He's very close with the president.
Right.
And, of course, Sebastian Gorka, former advisor to the president and now a nationally syndicated host on the Salem Radio Network. That was the talk radio component. Of course, I was part of the conversation. And then you had three people from the Epoch Times, two Chinese and one American, who are experts on various aspects of the U.S.-China relationship.
Right. All right. So the warfare aspect of it. Do you want to comment on that and
well,
how
it's
they
complicated.
View...
It's a complicated subject, but to put it into a capsule, whereas we're building ships and fighting, World War II, they're figuring out ways to get to the technology that runs all of this and have it not operate.
Yeah.
In other words,
right. To kill our ability to run our ships and planes and
exactly.
all this other stuff. Right,
exactly.
They're
ahead of us in the surveillance and the technology so that we can have our soldiers, flying all these planes and engaging in getting ready for battles with tanks. And then the Chinese will press a couple of buttons and our troops won't be able to communicate with each
right.
other.
Because there's so much technology in everything. We all know that. We all decry how this has disrupted our lives. It really has. Technology has disrupted our lives. And one of the things that came out in these conversations, and it wasn't said in as many words, but my read on it was here we are, as much as tough as we are and as smart as we are and as strong as we are, we're not very smart as a public. We let the military-industrial complex convince, through all kinds of chicanery, the people that make these decisions, spending $700 billion building ships that will basically... I mean, you can say that they keep us safe and that they, you know, show our strength and yada yada. Well, that may be the case in places other or in aspects of where we need to, quote-unquote, protect ourselves or defend ourselves other than China. It'll never really be a factor with the Chinese. So you got to wonder, why do we keep building all these new ships and engaging in the amount of money that it costs to build the technology that runs them when, as Michael said, with a couple of buttons, these guys over in China, can the ship will be in the middle of the ocean and it'll just go dead. You know, that it'll just sit there.
Yeah. Now, right. that's a simplification of the whole situation,
yeah.
But it's basically the story.
Yeah.
It's figuring out ways to operate on a 21st century war level as opposed to a 20th century one, which was based on 19th century wars.
Right.
If you go into the next war prepared to fight the last war, you're going to lose.
Yep. That's not a good thing. Okay. Number six on our countdown is this farm workers ruling that has come down. The House has passed this week what they call a Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I said Michael interviewed me for his program that's on the Wonk in Washington, and it's a program he does every week that focuses on, in a different way, some of the nuance of what's going on in the talk radio world. So you were nice enough to call me and ask me to comment or to explain what went on in the passing of this bill. And I don't know whether, in terms of farm support from the two major organizations, the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, got behind it. And so it's passed, and I believe the president has signed it already, or is going to sign it. And what it does is address what the farmers say. Well, I'm not sure that all the farmers are saying this, but the big agribusinesses are saying we can't find any help. Well, the reason they can't find any help is because the immigration reform stuff has been successful to the point of choking off the illegals that are coming to work on farms. So now the farmers say, there was a TV interview you brought up during our conversation, and I can't remember. On CNN.
There's an interview with a farmer, a bigger farm than you have.
Yes.
There were about 100 cows eating from a large trough.
Yeah, that's a feedlot. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And he was saying that it's very hard to get workers who either want to do the kind of work, it's hard work, mm-hmm. and that and it's very hard to keep them unless you go to immigrants and you go to the people that are working on farms right now, which is at the very heart of the immigration issue.
Right, because they're illegal. Many of them are, anyway.
Yeah.
And so this...
So the deal is to try to make some of these workers legal.
Yeah,
but it's really complicated. Immigration reform zealots are saying that's amnesty.
It is.
So we're getting into splitting hairs between what's good for to make America great again, to keep our farms operating in face of competition from China and other countries, and the issue of amnesty opening the gates to immigration, which hurts our economy in other ways.
How damnably complicated all of this stuff is. So this is another layer we didn't talk about the other day on the interview I did with you, but the USMCA, the new NAFTA, if you will, that describes or quantifies the trade relationship between Mexico and Canada and the United States. And one of the major components is the agricultural component, tariffs on food and stuff, and how, for example, before this took place, the Canadians were pouring milk across the border into our northern states from Ohio, Pennsylvania, big dairy states, New York, into New England, because they subsidize their farmers. The farmers get what they need to survive, and the government, it's kind of like the business in Europe where Airbus is subsidized by the four major companies in four major countries in Europe, and so they compete unfairly, and that's what this trade stuff is all about. And that's, I say it's so complicated because we're telling the Mexicans to, you've got to pay a core wage to the people working on the farm down there, basically, because then we don't, then they won't come here illegally and look for a job. But then, because there aren't enough people coming illegally from Mexico into America to work on the farms, we don't have enough people to work on the farms. It's a, yep. It's a major, I mean, if you think about it, you get a headache.
What we got to do is we got to start recognizing the fact that we have to pay higher wages to our people, and have to build our, we have to build our economic structure to be able to support that.
Well,
we have to also be willing to buy our shoes and our
sporting
equipment and everything. Maybe it costs us a buck or two more.
Yeah.
But at least we're not supporting, you know, slave wages in China and other
and Mexico.
You know, we have to be a little bit less hypocritical about
it. We become very two-faced. Yeah, exactly. Very two-faced about it, not realizing what the consequences are of our two-facedness, if there's such a word. Okay,
I was going to say, go with your comment, but I'm saying is we're just touching upon something that would require some serious discussion.
Right.
Let's be careful we don't get too deep in the weeds.
No, but here's the one thing. I got to give you an example of how stupid this system is. The H-2A system is what allows workers to come into our country and get green cards and stuff. The government forces the people on farms to build homes or fix up places for the people to stay. And they get so into the, speaking of the weeds, they get so into the weeds that they require of the farmers not to use wooden tables in the kitchen of the homes where the H-2A workers live. They have to have metal tables. So, that's what I'm talking about the overzealousness of too much government there, and we don't have enough government to apparently inspect with the Boeing planes. All right. The people list now, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at talkers.com. Number 10 on the list, the perspective, makes a lot of sense because Harvey Weinstein and his settlement was number 9 on the story list, so he's number 10 on the personal list. Elizabeth Warren is number 9. Other candidates sort of tied for the 8th and 7th position, Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete and Joe Biden. Number 7 is Greta Thunberg. Number 6, Andrew McCabe. Putin, number 5. Adam Schiff, number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And the president, as usual, is at number 1. That's the list. No mystery there as you look around at what's going on in the world and the fact that lots of people want to know more about these people as they play into. I think Greta Thunberg is an interesting character, maybe the most interesting new name on the list. That's it. People list, courtesy of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Consumer confidence in used vehicles is high. A recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll found nearly 70% of Americans would be likely to consider a used vehicle. Matt Arnold of Ally's auto team says that's due in part to advances in quality.
Automakers across the board are churning out higher quality new vehicles, and that has a very positive impact on the overall used vehicle market.
More than half said they would feel most comfortable buying from a dealership that sells new and used.
Some of the advantages of going to a local dealer are that you get to look, touch, and drive the vehicle. You can sit down, ask questions, and compare new and used vehicles.
But before you buy, Matt says do your homework.
Go online. Look at car and dealership reviews to help you get comfortable with not only who you buy from, but also the type of vehicle and features that meet your needs.
Matt says vehicle service contracts to help cover unexpected repairs and replacement parts can also provide peace of mind. For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. I'm Kendra Wright.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Stefan here with an overview of the stories that have made it big this past week. A research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, situation with Boeing 737, troubles that they're having continually with that. Harvey Weinstein and that outrageous deal. Number 9, $47 million, not from him, but the insurance companies, going to the victims of his lechery. Number 8, the British elections. Good God, what's going to happen as a result of that? Number 7, China relationships and how they're affecting the U.S. economy. Number 6, the farm worker ruling, immigration reform put together there. Presidential races, number 5. Number 4, the shootings in Jersey City. Number 3, the naming of the time, person of the year. Number 2, our elections and the FBI involvement and all the stuff that's coming out as a result of number 1, which is the impeachment. Those are the top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown. Michael Arison's interview this week is with Brian Kilmeade, a fellow that I have much respect for. I think he's a pretty good guy, too. So what's the why he's nice now?
He's a nice guy. He also, in addition to hosting Fox and Friends and his own show on radio, he's an author. He has written one after the other American history books that are bestsellers. And his latest one is Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the story about what happened after Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie died at the Alamo, and how Sam Houston came in, defeated Santa Ana and his troops,
yeah.
And set the stage for Texas becoming independent, and then Texas becoming annexed into the Union, and a major part of American history from that particular place in time and space.
How fascinating. Yeah, and but he's obviously smart, but he's not full of puffery.
He's a really good guy. Yeah, you may not like his politics. I mean, the whole politics of that morning show is, you know, with their relationship with Trump.
Sparks.
But, right, but we know the guy personally, and he's really a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. All right, so that's that story. A lot of things going on. Check out the list at talkers.com. Michael Arison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information, or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and a lot of people look forward to our conversations with Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown because his legal expertise is second to none. He brings his professorial point of view to some of the interesting legal aspects of stories that are in the top ten, plus the fact he has a website called Scamicide.com, and I take that expertise from him from time to time, to wit. That sounds legal, doesn't it, Steve? To wit.
That's pretty good. So,
okay, so there's a lot of stuff floating around. As we get closer to Christmas, all kinds of warnings to people to avoid counterfeit goods. I came across a website called SysTech1.com, which is all about fakes. It appears that when you even this is how scurrilous this is, Steve. I'm sure you know. I didn't realize. You know, I thought you can tell when something is made in China or whatever. But now these people are getting so good at these fakes that you can't actually tell them the fakes from the counterfeit and pirated goods from the real McCoy. So what does that say about the future of legitimate goods?
It's a really, really serious problem, and it's one that I really didn't know the extent of until I actually had to start teaching it in my white-collar crime class. Now, one of the things that you just mentioned, made in China, and in fact, yes, China is the primary culprit when it comes to international counterfeiting of all kinds of goods. And what happens is there's multitudes of reasons not to buy these knockoffs, even if you know they're a knockoff. One, you're really hurting the companies and the economy. Other times, you actually, it's not just China, maybe supporting terrorism, because there are terrorist groups that get involved with this as far as raising funds go.
Drugs, cigarettes, some of this stuff,
Some of them are actually dangerous. Do you know that they actually had to postpone a NASA launch when they found out that one of their subcontractors had used a counterfeit product and part in a space shuttle? So it's serious stuff, and the way they ship it in is very, very hard for the authorities here to find out all of the goods that come. And sometimes, because of our laws are whatever to up, pick a letter that's between E and G. They find these.
It's got three other letters in it. Yes, yeah, right.
Yes, that's it. So it's very, very serious. And the thing to do for us as consumers, you stay off of websites that are, you know, shady names. You don't buy these ones where the price is too good to be true.
Well, there's and it really from sort of benign areas like sheets. And things, you know, you get into this. I learned something this week about makeup. 80% of the fragrance firms in France are basically being competed with counterfeit fragrance. They put urine and antifreeze and cadmium and stuff, and my God, into this perfume.
And makeup, as you indicated, is one of the primary ones that's a significant problem as far as counterfeiting. And makeup is also one that does have carcinogens and other kinds of things in it. It's very, very frightening, and I wish I could find the glass half full, but it isn't when it comes to this. We are presently losing the war. Companies are losing money, and people are being harmed.
Apple reported that 90% of all Apple products that they purchased directly from Amazon were counterfeit. In other words, they're checking on their own stuff, and when they buy their stuff on Amazon, it isn't their stuff.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You think you're dealing through Amazon. Amazon is very good about providing warranties and fixing the situation, but that's all after the fact. Yeah. And what we really need to do is a better job of shutting these things down. If you really want to get into the counterfeit, it's prescription drugs. Prescription drugs from, and this, they primarily come from India and also South America. Those are downright dangerous, and people have died because of counterfeit prescription drugs.
Is the largest criminal enterprise in the world now, and it may cost us, just as an example, 5 million jobs in our country could be lost in the next couple of years because of all this counterfeiting.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And you see all the cooperation that we're getting with China on this matter.
Oh, right? 520,000 The FAA says 520,000 counterfeit parts were used in aircraft.
Yep.
That were being built this year. There's another one. You talk about the Boeing 737 problem and what goes along with that. Good God, how do you keep up with it? All right, well, I wanted you to lend your expertise to that so people know as they're shopping what to be careful of. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Or expand those authorities. Inspector General Michael Horowitz told senators the FBI failed to follow its own standards for accuracy and completeness when it sought a warrant from the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to monitor Carter Page's communications. Speaking with Salem Radio this past week, President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, calls it reprehensible, the abuse of the FISA court.
It only bears out what I've known for some time, which is under Jim Comey, the FBI top was a renegade organization that had become way too political. And I blame it on, ultimately, Obama and Holder, because I think they politicized the Justice Department and the FBI.
A new poll is out suggesting President Trump's approval among American voters is weathering the ongoing White House impeachment storm.
According to Friday's Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll, the president's total approval and disapproval numbers were even at 49%, with a narrowing of the strongly approved to disapprove. From its lowest ebb at the start of August 2017, President Trump's strongly approve has gained 10 points from 27% to 37%, and the strongly disapprove has decreased 8 points from 50% to 42%. President Trump is also still 3% higher than former President Obama on a same-day comparison, 49% to 46%. George Manzani reporting.
U.S. Naval Academy is going to conduct an internal investigation into possible white power hand gestures that were allegedly flashed by students before Saturday's Army-Navy football game. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
U.S. retail sales rose at a modest pace in November.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales increased a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in November, with car sales comprising half of that total. There are other measures of continued consumer health. October's retail sales were revised up 0.1% to 0.4%. In the past year, retail sales have increased 3.3%. Online sales have jumped 11.5% in the past year. George Manzani reporting.
Federal authorities say a New Jersey man whose number was found in a back pocket of one of the perpetrators of last week's fatal attack on a Jewish market has been arrested for illegally possessing a weapon. The U.S. Attorney's Office said late Sunday that Ahmed Al-Hadi was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Check out more breaking news and read more analysis at townhall.com. A group of six Democratic lawmakers reportedly attended the White House Congressional Ball this past Thursday night. This as the House Judiciary Committee was moving forward with their articles of impeachment.
Axios reported Friday that Democratic Representatives Antonio Delgado of New York, Susie Lee of Nevada, Elaine Luria of Virginia, Jim Costa, Josh Harder, and Gil Cisneros, all of California, attended the presidential holiday event. Delgado, Lee, and Luria represent districts that President Trump won in the 2016 election.
Bernie Bennett reporting from Capitol Hill. In a deal announced on Sunday, the International Flavors and Fragrances is merging with DuPont's Nutrition and Biosciences Unit. The $26.2 billion deal that would form a new company, unanimously approved by the boards of both companies, the value of the combined enterprise estimated nearly $45.5 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer China Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Slip a table under the tree. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home-away-from-home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here at the moment with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can see his smiling face if you go to WDEL.com. You know, you and I never talked in the last encounter last week that we had because you become a regular participant, and I'm happy about that. I think you bring a lot to the program. We didn't talk about my being on your program, which may not have been a headline, but it's an interesting experience to have two people who do this for a living. Like the blind leading the blind, or however.
No, actually, that's the opposite, Doug, because you're very well informed when it comes to agricultural news and what's going on in that industry as well as politics. You really brought a lot to my audience, and I appreciate that. Plus, you and Joe Biden have something in common. Does that trouble you?
I hope it's not my hairline.
No. What it is this. All I have to do is say good morning, and then either one of you just goes off for the next 40 minutes. I can go off and get a cup of coffee, come back, and you're still going.
You know, that's what Michael Harrison says to me all the time. I did an interview with, he has a couple of shows that he does, a podcast, and so we were talking about another aspect of farming on his thing that runs on the Wonk station in Washington, which also carries this program. And it was interesting because he asked me a question, and he said, make it short. So
good
he
luck.
Asked me the question. I answered the question. That was the end of the conversation. End of story. Bing, bang, boom.
This is a brilliant program, though.
That's true, Doug. And this is a brilliant program that you designed with Michael many, many years ago, in that it gives people around the country knowledge of what other people around the country are talking about. But more importantly, there's a lot going on in the world that is not in the top 10. And the fact that, you know, you need to talk about this more. I do believe the fact that China is buying up so much of our agricultural producers here in this country. And when they do, you mentioned Smithfield Farms. We're looking at the poultry industry as well as other fats.
Bumblebee tuna.
When they do, Doug, what does that mean for the food that we're putting into our stomachs of our children? Does China really care about us? And I would say no. And I think your passion, your knowledge needs to be shared, because this is something that affects our lives in very meaningful ways.
I was a part of a symposium that took place in Washington on Tuesday of this week that was a focus completely on China and our relationship with China. And my area of expertise, as you've suggested, the agricultural business. I do, for those who are wondering, I do a weekly program for farmers that also shows up in podcast form. If you'd like to avail yourself of it, it's American Family Farmer Show. .com. That's where you can get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it's a way for me to help people understand. I mean, it's much more focused than whatever I talk about on the DJV program or some of the other outlets that I have, because farming has changed so much since I was a kid growing up on the farm. But it still is important for Americans to understand the relationship between family, food, and the farm. And that's really what the program is about, the family food farm connection, which is becoming less and less clear. It's blurred because we have fewer and fewer people raising the food that we're eating, and that's a danger. Whenever there is a consolidation, or from my perspective, a top-heavy overview of an industry, it's become the dairy industry especially, but all of the means of food production have become top heavy. And one of the things that bothers me about the Chinese, why are we letting them buy Smithfield? Why are we taking the good pork that we grow here, bringing it to China, bringing their crap pork back over here to grind it up into sausages, stuff, you know, why are we doing that? Why have we done, I suppose that we can spread this out a little bit, because number 7 on the countdown this week is U.S.-China relations. Fact that we have allowed them to have the trade imbalance or to work that, I mean, I suppose you can say that. One of the things that that is part of the countdown at number 6 are the farm workers and the immigration reform, the whole business about that new relation, the old NAFTA is out, and there's the new, what is it, USMCA?
MCA.
Yes. No. So Canada and Mexico have a different and better relationship with it. I mean, I don't, whether you're crazy about Trump or not, the fact that these things have come under scrutiny and the fact that we have changed for the better our relationship in terms of trade and how we exchange things with these two important trading partners, and how we need to change it with China, and in fact, how we've changed the balance in Europe as well. Now, I'm beginning to wonder, because of the election in Britain, that was the number 8 item this week on the countdown, on the British, on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The election there has put Boris Johnson in charge, and my first thought was, because I've been driving Range Rovers for almost 20 years, maybe, 1994 is when I bought the first one. So I don't even begin to understand. I'd like to get your perspective on this. I don't even begin to understand. What are we missing here? It seemed to me, and to most observers, that the Brits themselves want not to get out of the European Union now that they've thought it through. But yet they elect this boob in a very significant way, and his whole mission is, and I don't even understand why he wants to get out of it. What do they get? This ruins the economy, and in terms of cars, it'll kill the British car industry. be the end of the Jaguar and Range Rover car brands.
Well, why is that? Why would it be the
because
end
they'll
of Jaguar?
Know they, because the trade, what it'll cost them to buy stuff, the part of the thing is the trade.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And what
yes.
they pay for yeah. tariffs and that kind of stuff, and nobody's going to pay the that's been the beauty of the European Union. They eliminated all tariffs and all trade barriers, so they work as one economy, basically. So you pull England out of there, and you give Peugeot and Fiat and all the other ones, they'll have a picnic now, because there'll be no more Rover.
Yeah, I wonder, Doug, politically, if there's a parallel here between what happened with Parliament and Johnson, Boris Johnson being elected, and the Conservative Party winning huge election victory
yeah.
there. I wonder if there's a parallel between that and us, because, as you said, all the news, all the quotes, all the people, everything we see was anti-Boris, anti-Boris. Oh, he's destroying the country. He's yeah. ruining everything. And it seemed like they're against Brexit. And then here's the election, and they win in vast majorities. So I wonder if maybe you have a lot of people who are saying one thing quietly because they don't want to be disparaged in public by people who are loud and angry about Brexit and shouting them down. Maybe they say, yeah, I'm with you. I get it. But then when they go to vote, it's like, I'm voting for Johnson, I'm voting for conservatives, I'm voting for Brexit, and I wonder if, like we have here in this country, Doug, as you've noticed, people say, yeah, Trump, oh, he's bad, oh, he's horrible, yeah,
right,
impeach
but
him.
People
sure.
are going to vote for
but
him.
Quiet,
right.
Yeah, but quietly they're going, look at the economy, and I have a job, and my you know, that lousy, rotten, lazy brother-in-law of mine has a job, too. It's great. I'm voting for Trump. Yeah, you know?
78-seat conservative majority, Johnson. I mean, this is nothing but a massive swing away from Jeremy Corbyn, probably the end of the road for him. And Brexit now has this, what they read into it is a powerful mandate to get it done. So the threat, if you will, of a second referendum, I don't think the British people, I think it's the end of the British economy. That country cannot, unless there was some kind of a deal made, I think I told you once, about 4 or 5 months ago, I had dinner with a guy who was Trump's biggest trade representative, and he had worked on whatever kind of a quiet deal there is between Trump and Boris Johnson to sort of shore up the British economy because of the impact of Brexit. But that doesn't mean, unless somebody buys a Range Rover and Jaguar as an example, but there are plenty of other companies, and brings them here or puts them someplace where they're not going to have the impact. It's suicidal. Nobody understands it, but yet there it is. So
I understand. And Doug, this may upset you. I understand that because you're a Land Rover, Range Rover kind of guy, but me, I'm looking at this thing. I want to know. I'm a Jeep guy,
yep.
So I've had Jeeps,
yeah.
And I'd be looking forward to the less expensive Jeep. Maybe you can get a good deal now on a Land Rover when it all comes down
happens.
The pike.
Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. The rest of the members of our society seem to have exited stage left or right. Everybody's got something going on this weekend, and that's not a bad thing. And we've had technical stuff. I don't know how you've been doing down there. At your radio station, we had really crazy technical stuff going on all week. It's that bed. Did you see that moon and the fact that
it was
full at 12:12 on the 12th of the 12th month? That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, my wife was pulling on my shirt after we went grocery shopping. She said, look. I said, oh, man, it's dead. So have we had sunspots? I know that Victoria had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Well, the sunspots.
Hopefully she'll be able to join us.
The sunspots are lessening, and that's why the weather will be less impacted by the sun stuff. But it just seems this week we've had kind of a weird week. All right, let's move ourselves into some ideas for Christmas. Everybody now getting ready. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas 2019. Have you found the practical gift for the person who has almost everything but not any MyPillow towels? If you're a person, you like to have things that are useful, right? I like to have things that have utilitarian value, frankly. And this presents the opportunity for me to tell you about one of many things. If you haven't gone to MyPillow.com, please avail yourself of that opportunity to see what's there. Brand new now, for the first time this year, MyPillow has towels. A towel six-pack includes two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. These are towels that actually work. Every towel I have always used, or at least for the last maybe 10 years, it feels good, but it doesn't dry me. And so what good is a towel if you can't get dry, right? That's where MyPillow comes in with a new towel six-pack. And with the DJV code, you can buy them at 30% off. That's something fabulous, brand new on the market. And using this code, you can buy them and save 30%. That's at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and you can overview the list that's prepared by the staff there, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people impacting it. Let's just go through the list. I have just my pal Rick Jensen from WDEL at the moment. We're working on a few other components of the program. The
that's
number
fun.
10
glad to be here.
Issue. We're happy here to have you here. The problems with the 737 continue. The Boeing, I can't for the life of me understand how the guy who's the CEO of Boeing still has a job. They have booted this thing, the public relations disaster that is, plus the cancellation of 400 planes. The order is on 400 planes. You know how much money we're talking about? And they got 400 that they kept. They kept the production line going. There's 400 of these planes sitting on the ground up in Seattle that the people that have ordered them won't, the FAA won't let them take them because they won't certify them. The FAA this week came out with a, and I didn't, this is again another one. I would scratch your head on this one. The FAA says, I don't know if you saw this or not, Rick, that they warned Boeing after the first crash that if they didn't modify the way they built the plane with the engines and the corresponding computer glitches, that there'd be 10 more crashes in the next year.
Right. The chief is saying, look, no, you should not put these back into service at all. And Boeing, of course, they're just looking at the money. FAA is looking at the lives. The whole thing is a massive failure.
What are we paying? Look at the money that we're paying for all of this. First of all, we have too much government involved in many things and not enough government involved in things like this. Who's the overseer? You're going to let them police themselves? Especially after, that's what they did. Basically, FAA says, okay, you certify the plane and send us your report. Okay, how's that working for you so far? It's cost
and
them.
After the first couple of crashes, Boeing said, oh, well, that's pilot error. Nothing to do with the plane.
Maloney.
And it turns out they lied. Yeah, they lied.
Yeah. I'm not riding on a 737. Anyway, I used to call the Airbuses crap cans. Because they were so cheaply made. I'd rather ride on an A321, and that's what I use to go back and forth from coast to coast. I'd rather ride on that than I would on I certainly wouldn't want to ride on a 737. Bigger Boeing planes, the 777, the 787, great, great planes. But the history of Boeing is really so fabulous. How these people on the board of directors, stockholders, the people running it can let this company run into this state of malaise that it has is way beyond what anybody can imagine. It really is.
Sometimes improvements are not improvements. I mean, if they just updated the DC-10, it's one of my favorite planes, and I was flying around the country quite a bit. I thought it was great, 747, sure. But, this is designed to make a lot of money for one group of people, and that would be bankruptcy lawyers.
Well, in this circumstance, Ben, this is a bad play. Number 9 on the countdown is the Harvey Weinstein deal. Do you believe this guy's paying out, I think it's $45 million in settlement, and not one penny is coming from him. It's coming from the insurance companies that insured his company. 45, not one red cent coming from this bastard.
Only thing that most of us want to read about Harvey Weinstein is his length of sentence in prison.
You know, either that or his obituary. One or the other.
Yeah.
That sounds a little harsh, but
it's true.
Of what value is this guy? I mean, somebody must love him someplace, but when you think about what he's gotten away with for decades at the hands of unsuspecting women or women that really couldn't do much about it, pretty horrible stuff. All right, continuing. We've already made a comment on British election. That's number 8. China relations, number 7. We did that. Maybe we'll talk about the farm workers as we continue here on this week's Countdown Overview.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So we've been joined now by Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, and John Harper is, I can't find him anywhere. Rick Jensen is here from WD. I can't find McFadden. He's gone to Texas somewhere. Now, let's see, who else are we? Jennifer had to do a toy drive in Los Angeles today, so that's where that's we nice. Have what we have intelligentsia here. Victoria, being the expat Brit that she is, I'm sure has some very interesting, keen observations on Brexit. So let's go back to that, or to the British election. So my question to you, Victoria, is is our news media that bad that we've gotten the reporting that we have, or even the British news media, that we would end up with an election that was skewed as much as it is, given the closeness of the last election? So what in the world has happened to change the electorate in England?
Well, the electorate hasn't really changed.
There's 78 votes more than anybody. He didn't have that kind of a margin election.
Yeah, he had that kind of lead in the polls. He had a big lead in the polls.
No, I'm talking about the last election.
Oh, yes, the last election. But Boris had a big lead in the polls really throughout.
But he didn't win. Hold on a second. I want to get this straight. He did not win. He had a hard time putting a government together after the last election. So what's happened in England to change that in a short period of time have the results that we have now?
I'll tell you. There's a couple of factors here. It's not that people like Boris Johnson. They don't like Boris Johnson, and they don't trust Boris Johnson. They think he's a serial philanderer and a liar, and they don't like him. But there's a couple of
that's
things.
That's the way to win an election, then. I guess Trump's assured of a real election.
Well, there's a couple of factors. One is there is such deep emotional exhaustion about Brexit that they do just genuinely want to get it done. Even many people who are against Brexit.
To get Brexit done or to get the discussion over with?
Get the discussion over with. Families will not discuss it in the home. It's like, you may not come into this home and discuss it. Pubs have signs on the walls that you may not discuss.
So I get that part of the emotion. But the reality is, they're cutting their throat from ear to ear when it comes to their existence, their economy. I was just thinking about one aspect of it earlier, the Jaguar Range Rover reality that is the biggest and largest car manufacturer in England. They'll go out of existence, or they'll move them to another company, another country.
They'll find it out. There's another very important piece here. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is probably the most the most unpopular politician in Britain in the last 80 years. He's dreadful. And he also ran an appallingly bad campaign.
How do they get is the same thing happening in England and all over the world? Bad leadership comes because the good people don't want to get involved in the noose that the news media puts around their neck?
No, this is the Labour Party. They choose their own leader, and they allowed him to stay as leader. I could have told them he was going to flounder and fail. He's not good with slogans. He's meanders. He would not take a position on Brexit. He's only popular in his own constituency, which is a trendy area in northwest London. He's very unpopular in the hard left Labour areas in the northeast, you know, real working class areas that vote Labour, hate his guts. And they hate his guts. and they voted.
I have a question, if I may, please. I have a question. Boris Johnson, if he's such a horrible racist misogynist bent on destroying the British economy and everybody fears him, specifically, what makes Jeremy Corbyn so much worse?
Jeremy Corbyn, well, it's not, I didn't say he was all those, I didn't say bent on destroying the British economy.
I've been reading that about Boris Johnson, and we're talking about Brexit, how that could destroy the economy and
Jeremy
such, and I'm wondering.
Corbyn is just perceived as somebody who could not be a prime minister, and he's perceived
as a stiff upper lipped Brit, a limey.
No, he's not. No, he's not got a stiff upper lip. Jeremy Corbyn does not have a stiff upper lip. Mm. He does not.
Okay, well, all right, let's move on to something else.
That's his problem.
You were at the forum this week that was conducted in Washington on U.S.-China relations. I'd like to know what you – I was talking to Rick Jensen a few minutes ago about what my – angle on it was, but I, because you were there, you had probably a different perspective on it, and I think the more we talk about this, the whole relationship with China needs to be more in the spotlight in terms of how it's affecting the average American. So I wondered what your takeaway was from that seminar.
Well, one of the things that I found so fascinating, particularly talking to people afterwards, was how much they learned about China. And,
what, in the seminar?
And about China's treatment of Hong Kong, appalling treatment of Hong Kong, and about how China is interested in domination, but also how China internally is in some trouble. So that was interesting.
I'm with you on that one. That was a revelation. Explain, please, because that's a real revelation that people need to hear.
China has internal power struggles. And so that's important for us to know. And, you know, we don't always see the reporting on this. You can see the reporting on it, but you have to read papers like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and then go into papers like Foreign Affairs, like that, and really get into the articles like, paragraph 8, and then you start to read about the conflicts inside the Chinese Communist Party, where there are disputes.
Well, it's not only that, but the average public, they're worried that the strings are coming off the rap when it comes to the people understanding. I mean, I found out that the largest Mercedes dealer in the world is in Beijing. I didn't know that. I did know that a lot of people are buying Buicks. They sell more American cars in China than anything else. And then the Mercedes, the fact that there's such a disparity between the workers and the people who are running things, as it were, that can't be good for the prospects of them keeping power. It's not good.
And this small trade deal that they have secured, the Americans and the Chinese, I think the Chinese are quite happy with it. They don't have to buy a lot of agricultural goods from America, and they get quite a nice relief in tariffs.
Yeah. Well, the farmers are getting screwed. That's another thing we ought to talk about in a moment. Number six this week is a specific ruling on the farm, what they call the H-2A allowance, and that's an immigration story which we can talk about, and we'll also talk maybe about agriculture a bit. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories that have made it big this past week. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, situation with Boeing 737, troubles that they're having continually with that. Harvey Weinstein and that outrageous deal. Number 9, $47 million, not from him, but the insurance companies, going to the victims of his lechery. Number 8, the British elections. Good God, what's going to happen as a result of that? Number 7, China relationships and how they're affecting the U.S. economy. Number 6, the farm worker ruling. Immigration reform put together there. Presidential race is number 5. Number 4, the shootings in Jersey City. Number 3, the naming of the time. Person of the year. Number 2, our elections and the FBI involvement and all the stuff that's coming out as a result of number 1, which is the impeachment. Those are the top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. The people list now, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at talkers.com. Number 10 on the list, the perspective, this makes a lot of sense because Harvey Weinstein and his settlement was number 9 on the story list, so he's number 10 on the personal list. Elizabeth Warren is number 9. Other candidates sort of tied for the 8th and 7th position, Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete and Joe Biden. Number 7 is Greta Thunberg. Number 6, Andrew McCabe. Putin, number 5. Adam Schiff, number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3, Nancy Pelosi, number 2, and the president, as usual, is at number 1. That's the list. No mystery there as you look around at what's going on in the world and the fact that lots of people want to know more about these people as they play into it. I think Greta Thunberg is an interesting character, maybe the most interesting new name on the list. That's it. People list, courtesy of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, we're trying to cram a lot of stuff in here in the last few minutes with these two experts, Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. So, Victoria, the New Zealand volcano, which is number 10 on the countdown this week, involves people from where, and what's the cruise ship that was involved in this somehow or other?
Yes. Well, my colleague has the details on the cruise ship more than I do.
It has people from
all over. But what is so tragic is that scientists have been saying, first of all, this is a very active volcano, and scientists have been saying this thing could go any time. This thing could go any time.
How long have they been saying that?
Well, for a while, but there have been signs saying this thing is more likely to go than it has been for a while. And yet they were still allowed to go inside. And it just seems to me foolish to allow tourists who don't have the necessary scientific background to make an informed decision on that if they're not told, by the way, did you know that the scientists are saying this thing is more likely to go?
I think people should make up their own minds about that. But the question is, how much are they informed? There's a company called GeoNet,
and
they track. Yeah, they tracked the hazard information in New Zealand, and they're the ones that warned this new volcanic activity on White Island meant that an imminent eruption was possible. Did they have that information? Because some of the victims were from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and they actually booked these trips where they say, hey, go see an active volcano. Okay, let's go do that. Yeah, and people didn't realize, here's the operating word, active. Understand. This volcano is active. So I think a lot of it is on them unless they were not told by this from this information from GeoNet that, hey, we have new volcanic activity and the eruption is imminent. If they weren't told, then it's on them. Yeah.
All right, let's go for a minute or two on number six this week in the counting. And find the countdown, all the information on the charts that's listed every week at talkers.com, talkers.com. The farm workers thing that passed this week, Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I love government speak. It really does is favor the Latino workers that are now spreading all over the country. The Democrats voted and some Republicans as well. There were 161 Republicans voted against it, but it's going to be signed by the president. It eases the immigration. I mean, what it does is deal with the problem of immigrant workers going to the farms and makes it a little more consistent, if you will, that, you know, the business of where the farm workers are coming from. There was an interview, I think one of the news channels had an interview with a dairy farmer, and he said, my biggest problem is that I can't get workers. Well, he can't get workers because the illegals, the good thing is the Trump administration is stopping the flow or at least lessening the flow of illegals into the country. The bad news is that apparently white and black and whatever Americans that are legal here don't want to shovel manure or touch dairy cows' teats or whatever it is because, you know, the sale of robotic milking machines has never been higher because they can't find the labor to milk the cows. And, I mean, that's the inside insight into this. But, you wonder how bad has the illegal immigration problem been on the farm given what's happening now. They say they can't find workers. They can't find workers because they're shutting off the flow. So whether this helps the fact that it lets people in or they can become legal residents and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's not very complicated, but it's still a little sticky. So let's see where it all goes. But still another problem for farms and farming in America. Thank you to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen for being here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to video. vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Normally, every week at this time, there is an important discussion of the top technology stories of the week. Actually, there is a list that's out of things that are important in terms of technology, and I think there are some surprises.
Not really. No big surprises, other than when you really look back at this past decade from 2010 to now winding down to 2000 at the end of 2019, it is kind of impressive when you look back at some of the major things that we rely on now, and they all came from this decade. The number one thing being the iPad. That was invented in 2010. That's when it was first, that's when it first hit the market. And it was if you think about it, the iPad really changed tablets forever. Apple sold 4.5 million of them in the first quarter after the launch, and it became one of the fastest selling gadgets in history. And so that's been named the number one gadget of the decade. Number two is the Roku streaming box. Now, I don't really know too many people who had the Roku box. However, this also came out in 2010. That accelerated what is now called cutting the cord with cable TV, because the Roku box allowed you to stream Netflix and Hulu and all those other things that didn't really exist before that technology. So that got named number two. Number three was the MacBook Air, which came in at 2.5 pounds and 1/10 of an inch thick. And Steve Jobs was still alive at the time. This is also 2010. And he touted that, the MacBook Air, as the future of computers. And he was not wrong. It eventually set the standard for thinly created laptops. And so now everybody kind of stacks themselves up against the MacBook Air. Number four, in 2011, came the Nest Learning Thermostat. Now, this is something that is in millions and millions of homes. This was the first smart thermostat that allowed people to, when they were away from their home, change the temperature in their house, heating, cooling, whatever, also smoke detectors, through an app. So that was a big deal. Number five, the Philips Hue Smart LED light bulbs allowed people to also control the color and the of the light bulb. It changed color, and you can use it all remotely through the app. That was a big deal. Number six was Chromecast. This also allowed people to plug into the HDMI port of their TV and then sync up to Wi-Fi so you can actually stream content from the internet. That was a really big one. That's before smart TVs existed. The Chromecast actually made a TV smart by hooking it up into the USB port. Number seven was Flex by Fitbit. Think about how many people have Fitbits. This came out in 2013 and completely changed the market of wearable technology and became a very popular Christmas gift in 2013, and another top design that they has gotten mentioned is Amazon's Echo. Now, essentially, Amazon's Echo products, not as highly rated as some of the other products. However, in 2014, they were the first to mainstream artificial intelligence and AI assistants. So, Alexa really is kind of what started with all of the AI assistants, and now everything is voice command. So, that was already all the way back in 2014.
How about that? All right, so let's see what we have here from Craigslist. Apparently, there's a lot of focus on this new app they have.
The Geek Out.
Craigslist, the epicenter of digital classified ads since 1995, remains a place filled with really good discoveries and deals, and also the dangers of scams and offers that seem too good to be true. Now, not much has changed over the years until last week when the site released its first official app. Yes, Craigslist now has an app that has been much needed since the site was never really good for perusing on a mobile device. Now, the app is almost equally as lo-fi as the site, but also as functional for both buying and selling items and services. The new Craigslist app for iOS is available now. It's free, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter, @TheGeekOut.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here's a big story for this week, Victoria. YouTube banning insults.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so YouTube is updating its harassment policy. It's been trying to cut down on toxic interactions on their platform. They already ban users if they explicitly threaten someone, if they show confidential personal information, extortion, or if they encourage harassment. Now, YouTube says they will no longer allow veiled or implied threats. Now, that includes simulating violence against an individual. It also bans demeaning language, defined as insults involving race, gender, sexual orientation, or other protected attributes. And YouTube said that this applies to YouTube creators, public officials, and private individuals as well. They also admitted that this is going to be difficult to police and to enforce, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
All right, so there you go. An overview of some important things that have happened this week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is the production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new round of tariffs on Chinese imports that were scheduled to take effect this weekend have been canceled.
With just a couple of days to spare, President Trump announced terms of phase one of a new trade deal with China. As a result, the U.S. canceled $160 billion in new tariffs, while the existing tariffs remain in place. According to the president, China has agreed to massive purchases of American farm and manufactured products.
The farmers are going to have to go out and buy much larger tractors, because it means a lot of business, a tremendous amount of business.
Negotiators from both countries are now beginning talks on the next phase of the trade agreement. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Five aides to a House Democrat planning on switching parties to become a Republican say they're resigning because they can no longer work for New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew because his party switch doesn't align with the values they brought to the job. Van Drew has said he plans to vote this week against impeaching President Trump. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says lawmakers will vote on the two articles of impeachment against the president later this week.
Congressman Hoyer of Maryland said in a statement released shortly after a House Judiciary Committee vote approving the articles, these two articles of impeachment on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress will come to the House floor for consideration. The House held a pro forma session on Saturday to introduce the articles of impeachment, teeing up a vote likely to take place on Wednesday. Lawmakers are working to pass 12 spending bills covering the federal government's appropriations for the fiscal year. The continuing resolution ends on Friday. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Special Representative for North Korea says Washington won't accept a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang to make concessions and stall nuclear talks. Stephen Biegun made the comments Monday, 2 days after North Korea conducted a second significant test at its long-range rocket launch site. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Jumanji, The Next Level, grabbed the top spot at the box office this weekend, pushing Frozen 2 to second place after 3 weeks at number one. We get the latest from Ben Thomas at the movies.
You guys, we're back in Jumanji!
And back at number one in theaters.
Check this out. Strengths and weaknesses.
Jumanji, The Next Level, opened with more than $60 million in North American ticket sales.
That's a good list.
And while Frozen 2 drops to second, it's now crossed the $1 billion mark globally.
I believe in you, Elsa.
The whodunit Knives Out falls to three, while Richard Jewell landed at number four, with a meager $5 million in its debut.
You've ruined this man's life.
A poor showing for a Clint Eastwood flick.
There's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
The horror flick Black Christmas opened at five.
You're all insane.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man whose phone number was found in the pocket of one of the killers in last week's Jersey City, New Jersey rampage was arrested for illegal gun possession.
When authorities went to Ahmed Ahadi's pawn shop in New Jersey, he admitted owning weapons but denied they were there. A search of his shop and home turned up three AR-15-style assault rifles, three handguns, a shotgun, and more than 400 rounds of ammunition, including hollow-point bullets. So far, he's not been charged with supplying any of the killer's five guns. The FBI is investigating the shooting as domestic terrorism, saying David Anderson and Francine Graham, who died at the scene, hated Jews and cops. Three people in the Jewish market were killed while the police officer was shot nearby, and a livery driver found dead in a car trunk may also be a victim. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States maintained possession of the President's Cup with a dominant performance against the international squad on the last day of play. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm Greg Bell, and it's Christmas couple comedy time. And while Fibber McGee would appreciate that alliteration, it's actually two other real-life married couples will feature. As we open with Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and we follow that up with the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Well, in a moment, announcer Bill Foreman will provide the primary cast, but I want to let you know to also listen for Sheldon Leonard and Hans Conried in this episode from December 23rd, 1951.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Today, Phil's chance meeting with a little boy in a parking lot completely changes both their ideas of Christmas. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. With only a few days left till Christmas, the Harris family has gone to a local department store to do some last-minute shopping. While Alice is looking around for some gifts, Phil has taken the children to the toy department to see Santa Claus.
And if you're a good little girl, I'll bring you all the things you asked for. Now then, who's next?
I am, Santa.
Aren't you a little old for this sort of thing, sonny?
Look, don't give me no trouble, Nick. Just take my order. Now, look, I want 2 dollhouses, 2 dolls, 2 make-believe stoves, and 2 sewing machines.
2 of everything, eh?
Uh-huh. And another thing, I want 2 blue party dresses with pink ribbons.
Are you and your twin sister going to a formal, dear?
Look, don't be a comic. There's one thing I can't stand. It's a wise Kris Kringle. Just give me my order.
No, please. There are a lot of children waiting now. I have to take care of the next little boy in line. Well, now then, sonny, what do you want to be?
I want a fountain pen, an adding machine, and a green celluloid eye shade.
What did I do to deserve these big jerks? Now, if you two apes don't get out of here, I'll call the manager. Now, beat it.
You're a nasty old man.
You're right, Willie, and I bet he beats his reindeer. Look, mister, those things I ordered are not for me. My 2 kids sent me up to ask for them.
What's the matter? Are they too stupid to speak for themselves?
One more crack out of you, and I'll punch you right in your big, fat pillow.
Daddy, please, you're embarrassing us. You can't talk to Santa Claus that way.
Oh, this is not the real one. The head man is up the North Pole. This guy's just a no-talent road company.
Well, look, if your kids want to order anything, you let them talk for themselves. Well, now then, my little darling. What would you like to have for Christmas? Besides a new father.
A dollhouse, a doll, a make-believe stove, and a sewing machine. And my sister wants
to... I'll tell her myself.
Very well, little honey. And what would you like for Christmas, my sweet little darling?
Have you got any good head-shrinking sets?
If you promise to use it on your father,
That does it. I'm not going to stand around here and be insulted. Now, look to me, mister.
No, please, there are a lot of children waiting to see me.
Well, they won't be for long. Fellow children, if you want to see a good Santa Claus, go to Saks Fifth Avenue. And don't sit on this one's lap. He's got bony knees.
Please, come along now. You're causing a scene.
All right, but I can't stand it. Come on, let's get out of here.
Daddy, I hope you didn't make a mistake.
What do you mean?
If that's the real Santa Claus, we're dead.
Oh, honey, didn't you notice that every department store has a Santa Claus? They're just helpers. The real one doesn't show up until Christmas Eve. And then he'll come flying through the sky, calling to his reindeer. And then he'll glide in and land on our roof.
Tell me more, Philip.
I'm not talking.
Daddy, you told us we'd see the real Santa. May we stay up Christmas Eve and see him?
Yeah, sure, sure. Look, Willie, take the kids home.
Oh, very well, Philip.
And I'll wait here for Alice. In the meantime, I think I'll join Frankie over at the toy counter. Wonder what he's buying at the toy counter.
What kind of a doll did you say you wanted, sir?
You heard me. I want a doll that's 5'2", has red hair, and walks with a wiggle.
They don't make toys like that.
Who's talking about a toy? What are you doing tonight, honey?
Well, I have to take my grandmother out.
I'll bring along a date for her. I have a friend just about her age.
Gremlin.
Here he is now. Girlie, how would you like it?
No. I ain't doing no grandma sitting. Remley, what's the matter with you? Why do you always
Phil,
to go on the...
Phil, help me with these packages, will you?
Oh, sure, honey, sure.
Hi, Alice. Looks like you bought a lot of presents.
Oh, I did. And I have one for you, too, Frankie.
You bought me a Christmas present? Oh, Alice, you shouldn't have done it. Which package is mine?
I think it's this one under my arm.
I'll get it.
Frankie, you shouldn't grab it.
Oh, Alice, just what I always wanted, a bag of money.
Give me back my purse.
Oh, sorry, Alice. Here's your purse.
Now give me back the money.
Can't I just hold it for a while? It's so warm and comforting.
No.
Well, where is my present, Alice?
It must be with the packages I put in the car.
Well, come on, let's go out to the parking lot. I'm anxious to see it.
Right. Hey, by the way, Alice, I promised the girls I'd let them stay up and see Santa on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Phil, why did you do that?
Well, honey, I was on the spot. I had to. Hey, but look, don't worry. I'll get somebody to play Santa.
Why get anybody to play Santa?
Well, what else am I going to do?
Well, let the kids stay up and see the real Santa Claus.
Well, I don't know what time he's coming. Could I have that again, Herman?
Why don't you let the kids see the real Santa Claus?
Remley, you got to stop using hops in your bubble bath.
We can call somebody later, Phil. Oh, here's our car. Open the door, Frankie, and you'll find your present on the back seat.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. There ain't no packages here. What, are you a wise guy or something, Alice?
Oh, what are you talking about? I put them right here myself on the... Oh, no, they're gone. Somebody stole them.
A likely story. You never did have anything for me.
Frankie,
the
you
length.
Know that...
Some people go...
Frankie, all of the other presents were stolen, too.
I don't care about the others. I want my present. And you better get it for me or I'll have a tantrum. I'll lie down on the sidewalk and kick my feet. That's what I'll do. I will.
Wait a
minute. Frankie, please control yourself. And don't you worry. The thief who stole your present will regret it.
He will?
Yes. As soon as he opens the box, the rattlesnake will bite him.
Rattlesnake? You fiend.
Oh, Phil. Phil, this is awful. All those wonderful Christmas presents I got. I bought the children beautiful mama dolls, and I... Oh, this is terrible. I'm going in and report this to the manager.
Yeah, go ahead, honey. I don't blame her. I'd like to get my hands on whoever stole those packages.
Maybe they weren't stolen. Maybe Alice put them in the wrong car. You know, some blondes aren't too smart.
Yeah. Well, then let's look in the next car.
Okay. Hey, Curly, I was right. Here are your packages in this car.
Well, then, good. Start handing them out.
Right. Curly, did Alice buy anybody an aquarium?
I don't know. Why?
There's a bowl here with fish in it.
Well, then hand it out. I'll see if there's a card on it.
Okay. Here you are, Curly. Take it easy. It's heavy.
All right. Be careful handing it over now. Look out. It's kind of slippery.
Stop that bowl, you Yuletide thieves!
Julius, now look what you made me do.
That's my fish bowl. What are you guys doing in my car? I'm going to call a cop.
Now, wait a minute, Julius. We can explain.
Don't talk to me, you guppy snatchers. Look at me little goldfish swimming all over the parking lot.
Well, we're sorry, Julius.
Stand there, Max. Swim after them.
Well, stop making such a fuss over a few landlocked goldfish. I'll pay you for them.
Well, that's better. Let's have the dough.
How much they cost?
$1,300.
$1,300 for goldfish?
When I buy goldfish, they're gold.
All right, kid. Beat it.
Beat it, he says. He's ransacking me car and he wants me to beat it.
We ain't ransacking your car. Somebody stole presents out of my car and we thought these was them.
These was them. You know how he steals stuff out of my car? He's stealing me character, too.
Ah, Curly, pay no attention to him. We gotta catch this crook. And, Curly, did you hear that?
Yeah, sound like a mama doll. What about it?
Didn't Alice say she bought a couple of mama dolls for the kids?
Yeah. Where did that sound come from?
that little girl over there is holding a mama doll.
Remley, we got our crook.
What crook? The kid's only 5 years old. The doll probably belongs to him.
Why? That kid's a criminal type if I ever saw one. Look at that low forehead, them beady eyes.
The receding chin, the scar on her cheek.
And the cauliflower ears and the wax mustache.
Will you keep out of this?
Just hold it a minute, Remley. I'll go over and question
now,
her.
Now, careful, Curly. Frisk her first. She may be carrying a knife.
Or a sharp lollipop.
Go home, will you? Now look, Remley, let me grill her.
Fellas, you can't grill a 5-year-old kid.
Why not?
It ain't an even match. Mentally, she's got 2 years on you.
Look, Julius, I'm warning you for the last time. You either
Curly. Curly, ignore him. Let's question the suspect.
Well, then you better let me handle this, Remley. The kid will probably deny it, and it's going to take some shrewd questioning to get it out of her.
Mm-hmm.
But watch me.
Right.
Hey, you.
You want me, mister?
Yeah. I want to ask you a few questions. Remley, turn the headlights on her.
Right, Chief. While you're questioning her, I'll take down her confession.
And I'll start beating her with a rubber hose.
I told you to go home. Go home. Now then, sister, how long have you been stealing things out of cars?
I didn't steal anything.
Oh, no. How old are you?
I'm 5.
What's your name?
Gene Davis.
Where do you live?
22 Maple Street. Where do you live?
43 Encino Boulevard.
What's your name?
Phil Harris.
How old are you?
28.
You've been stealing things out of cars.
Well, I started when I was 11, but it wasn't my fault. See, Dad needed beer money, and wait a minute! I didn't steal nothing. I'm questioning you. And I don't believe your story. In the first place, you're lying about your age.
Look who's talking.
You're listening to Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. at Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now, back to the Stolen Christmas Presents with Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Curly, you're not doing very good. Let me have it. Look, Mal, where'd you get this doll?
My grandpa gave it to me.
Now we're getting someplace. Who's your grandpa?
He's the chief of police.
Your witness, Curly.
I know.
I wouldn't touch her with a fork. Hey, look, take your doll and get lost, kid. Hit the road.
I'm going to tell my grandpa on you.
Now, wait a minute, kid. Don't be a stool pigeon. Gee. Hey, I'll tell you what, honey. If you keep this quiet, I'll sing you a Christmas song.
Which one?
Well, would you like to hear me sing Jingle Bells?
Not especially.
You're going to hear it anyway.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on Bob Hill ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Alice Faye was seated by my side.
The horse was leaning like misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upset.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Singing merrily we go.
Jingle bells.
White as snow, so cold and crisp and light with sharp.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in an open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a
one-horse
open, one-horse open sleigh.
Well, little girl, what did you think of my singing?
Come on, mister.
Ah, your grandfather's a cop.
Hey, Curly, come here. Let's look in the car on the other side.
Okay, I'll look.
Hey, fellas, I talked to the manager and he... Phil, what are you doing in that car?
Well, we thought maybe you put the packages in the wrong car. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, hey, there are a lot of packages in here. Alice, did you buy somebody a machine gun for Christmas?
Oh, now, don't be silly.
Well, Phil. There's one in here. I'll hand it out and show
Drop
you.
Drop that Tommy gun or I'll blow your brains out.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't...
Hey, is that you, Harris?
It's Grogan.
Who else?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing here, Grog?
Going in to do my Christmas shopping. I always shop at this place.
Well, then what are you sitting in the car for?
I'm waiting for the store to close. That way I get it for less than wholesale. You going shopping here, too?
No, we already did ours, but somebody stole all the gifts out of our car.
Oh, how low can a person get? Things
like that make me mad at Christmas time. Now, you just tell me how many packages have been stolen, and I will see that they are replaced.
Now, how are you going to replace them?
I'll go around and steal them from the other cars. Why not? If somebody steals presents from you, you'll steal presents from them. That's the Christmas spirit.
That's the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, sure. You know the old saying, it is better to take than to buy. After all, you can't...
Phil? Say, Phil, look. Huh? Well, there's somebody sneaking out of that car with an armful of packages.
That's our man. Come on, Remley. You get on one side, and I'll get on the other, and we'll grab him. Come on. Get a hold
of him. I got him, Curly.
All right, hold him. Don't let him get away.
Let go of me, you guys.
Oh, Phil, it's a little boy.
Tell them to let go of me, Lee.
Hey, kid, what's the idea of stealing things out of cars?
I wasn't stealing them. I was only borrowing them.
Now, why didn't I think of that alibi the last time I got...
Hey, kid, what do you mean, borrowing?
I just wanted them for Christmas. I never get nothing, and the other kids do. And this Christmas, I wanted something to play with.
But you didn't have to steal. On Christmas Eve, Santa Claus will bring you all the toys you want.
What Santa Claus?
Oh, another skeptic, huh? Look, kid, I tell you, there is a Santa Claus.
Then why don't he ever come to my house?
Well, maybe you have a narrow chimney and he can't fit in it.
Maybe a television antenna sticks up on a roof. He can't let his rain.
Will you please? Kid's in enough trouble. Look, Sonny, let me ask you something. What are you doing out by yourself? Where are your folks?
I ain't got no folks.
Oh. Well, look, kid. Look, son, you put the presents back and then I'll buy you some. What do you say to that?
What's the gimmick, mister?
Well, what do you mean, gimmick?
What's in it for you? Nobody ever gave me anything for nothing.
Yeah, I like your spirit, kid. Tell you what. I'll buy you the presents. I am going to see to it that you have a Merry Christmas.
I don't want nothing from you either.
Now, look, kid. Either you are going to let me give you a Merry Christmas or I'll knock your little roof in.
You and who else?
Ah, that's my kind of kid. Look, we'll put the presents back, and then Mr. Harris and me, we will go out and buy you everything you want.
What are you trying to do, ruin Santa's big night? He'll bring the kid all the presents he needs.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
Did you ever see Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah, sure. I see him every year. How'd you like to see him?
Are you kidding?
No. Mr. and Mrs. Harris have two kids, and they're going to wait up and see Santa this year. Why don't you come over to their house and see him with them?
Remley, what are you trying to do? He can't come over to the house and see...
But, gee, mister, can I please come over to your house?
Well,
Of course you can, son. Now, you return the presents, and we'll take you home with us.
Thanks, lady. I'll be right back.
Oh, Alice, can't you see? Now, this kid's going to be disillusioned.
Oh, no, he won't, Phil. You said you were going to hire someone to play Santa for our children.
Yeah, that's right. That way you'll get to see him. And I'll tell you something. I'm going to hire the best Santa that money can buy.
Hire a fake Santa if you want to, but keep him out of the way of the real one, or there's going to be trouble. Hurry up, kid. We're ready to go home.
Oh, Alice, this is awful. How much trouble can you get into? Here it is, Christmas Eve, and I couldn't get anybody to play Santa Claus for the kids. I called everybody. Don Wilson, Don Quinn, Andy Devine.
Curly, look, for the last time, I tell you, you don't need anybody.
Frankie, don't you understand? It's not just my own kids I'm concerned about, but that little boy. He has all of his hopes pinned on seeing Santa.
He'll see him. Now, stop talking. Put these things on a mantle.
What's this for?
It's milk and cookies for Santa.
I put them on a mantle for him every year.
All right, put them up there. Put them up there.
Okay.
Remley, can't you see I'm in trouble? If this little
Daddy,
kid don't get
Daddy,
the...
when is Santa Claus coming?
Yeah, it's almost 11 o'clock. Where is he? Are you sure he's coming?
Well, you see, children,
he'll be here soon,
oh,
kid.
Oh, Frankie. Look, kids. See, Santa might be awfully late getting here, so I'll tell you what. Let me tell you a Christmas story, and then will you run off to bed?
Well, all right, Daddy. But, gee, we wanted so much to see him.
Yeah, you promised me.
All right. Maybe next year. Now gather around me, kids, and I'm going to tell you a beautiful Christmas story. You ready? 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. I thought I heard sleigh bell. No. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. Hey, Alice, what are those bells? What's the...
Shh. Quiet, Curly. But I... Merry Christmas, Santa.
Frankie, who are you talking to? I don't see anybody.
The kids do. Look at them.
Mr. Ramley, you were right.
Gee, Santa, we knew you'd come.
We were waiting all evening for you.
Well, sure, we've been very good girls. Oh, what a lovely dollhouse. Thank you. Just what I wanted, roller skates.
And all these things are for me? Can I open them now? All right, Santa. I'll wait till morning. Thank you very much.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. Of course, we'll tell them. Merry Christmas. And goodbye, Santa Claus.
I told you'd show up, Curly.
But, Frankie, I don't get it. I heard it, but I didn't see him.
Of course you didn't. He sure is a nice-looking old gent.
Alice, did you see him?
Well, I'm not sure, Phil. I almost thought I saw him standing by the fireplace.
But, Alice, how could it be... If he was standing there...
But, Phil... Phil, what are you staring at?
The mantle. Alice. The milk and cookies. They're gone.
And Phil will be back in just a moment. Paint Your Wagon has been acclaimed by critics as one of the top musicals to hit Broadway in years. And now, RCA Victor brings you the hit songs of this show with its original show cast. And the words and music are written by the same combination of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, who brought you Brigadoon. Yes, RCA Victor's Paint Your Wagon album is good news. Stop in at your RCA Victor record dealers tomorrow and get your copy of this album. It will make a wonderful Christmas present. because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Buy it in any of three record speeds, the new Paint Your Wagon album on RCA Victor Records. And now, here's wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas from RCA Victor.
Folks, this is Phil again. Please remember what a wonderful job you're doing every time you buy Christmas seals. Let's all help fight tuberculosis. Alice and I and our entire cast add our wishes for your holiday happiness. I started to say Hollywood happiness.
Oh, that's good, too.
Hollywood happiness.
That's all right.
And holiday happiness. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks and good night.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
This program is produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or record, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in television.
From December 23rd, 1951, also featuring the instantly recognizable voices of Sheldon Leonard and Hans Conried. I'm Greg Bella. When we continue on When Radio Was, we shift to another real-life married couple doing the Christmas thing. From Harrison Fay, we head to Burns and Allen right after this break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
What is an important step that you don't want to skip when waterfowl hunting? I'll share it in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Momarsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Momarsh.com.
A very important step in waterfowl hunting is scouting. You can increase the number of birds you harvest by knowing exactly where the ducks want to be. Look for feathers on the water, listen for quacking ducks, and use your binos to pinpoint their location. This can put you in the perfect spot on your next duck hunt. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and another Christmas couple comedy. Before the break, we heard Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and now it's time for George and Gracie. This is a Christmas episode that also features big band legend Artie Shaw heading up the show's orchestra. At the time, Shaw was starring alongside Fred Astaire and Paulette Goddard in the big screen musical Second Chorus. Heading back now to the evening of December 23rd, 1940.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
George and Gracie. Spam, oh boy. Spam, what joy. George Burns and Gracie Allen on the show and his orchestra for singing glee with the smoothie three. Last but not least, and with Bud Heaston.
Thank you very much.
Say, George, I saw Artie Shaw's picture Second Chorus at the Paramount last night. He was great.
Really?
Fred Astaire was swell. Paulette Goddard was grand. And can that Bud Heaston make love?
Wait a minute. Bud Heaston wasn't in the picture.
Well, he was sitting next to me, if you know what I mean.
So you were at the Paramount last night, too, huh, Bud?
Yes.
How did you like it?
Oh, swell. Next week, I'm going back to see the picture.
Gracie, how was Artie Shaw as an actor?
Well, he had plenty of trouble with his lines. Every time he opened his mouth, he stuck his clarinet in it.
Some love of that, Shaw. I'll bet every time he threw a kiss, Paulette got it.
Well, no.
Get it? Got it?
Well,
old stuff.
Judge, I was only fooling.
Oh,
Artie was
got
great.
It. That was a beauty.
Yeah. Oh, dear. There was Artie with his arms around Paulette Goddard, and Paulette was looking into his eyes, and Artie looked into Paulette's eyes, and then Fred Astaire kissed her, and
Gracie,
then that...
Gracie, how did Fred Astaire get into this?
Well, he's very fast on his feet, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm not bad either.
No?
You know, in vaudeville, I used to be Goldie of Goldie, Fields, and Glide.
No.
So did I.
Really?
And you could tell by that Goddard line that I did the comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you something right now. You know how Fred Astaire jumps up in the air and clicks his heels 3 times?
How many times?
3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I can jump up in the air and click my heels 4 times. Okay. Watch. Well, how do you like it, Gracie?
It was swell. You can come down now.
Well, anyway, Artie, we've done a lot of kidding, but I hear that you're really great in the picture.
Well, thanks a lot, George.
I understand you play a romantic kid.
Nah, George, those love scenes aren't all that cracked up to be. For example, that scene at the breakfast table where I'm reading a newspaper and Paulette Goddard comes in and kisses me. Every time we did the scene, something went wrong. You know, she kissed me 52 times. Boy, that was awful.
What was awful about that?
I never got a chance to read Little Abner.
Kissed him 52 times. Should happen to me.
You know, Artie, George and I danced in a picture with Fred Astaire. That's what gave Fred Astaire a start.
It's kind of a hard line to get out.
Yeah. Start Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're really kidding.
That's your line, Artie.
No, really. When he saw George dance, he gave him an awful start.
Well, we got 2 laughs before that.
Yeah.
So this... Well, let's continue from there. Where are we?
Yo también vi esa película, esa señorita Paulette Goddard.
Well, there goes señorita. You said something funny, huh? Mm. Well, there goes the guitar player interrupting again.
Hey, Señor Shaw. Hey, Artie. Hey, boss. Hey, lover.
What is it, Senor Lee?
You in the picture with Fred Astaire? That's a strange coincidence.
Senor Lee, you said that wrong.
Ah, perdona me. Senor Shaw, you being in the same picture with Fred Astaire is a strange coincidence.
Well, that sort of finishes up Artie Shaw's new picture, Second Chorus. And Artie, you notice I mentioned it three times. Is that enough?
Yeah, and someday I'll write a little song about Spam.
Well, thanks, kid.
Gee, that'll be swell, Artie. Spam's bound to become number one on the Eat Parade.
On the Eat Parade.
You're listening to George and Gracie. We'll be right back with more after this.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
To George and Gracie on When Radio Was.
Well, now let's start our play. Gracie, give out the scripts. Okay, bud, take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you remember, last week we did a play, and we left off with George, Artie, and myself in jail about to be hanged, and Gracie on the way to the governor to try and save our lives. Lights, curtain, music.
Gracie, where are the scripts?
The scripts?
Yeah, the scripts for the play.
Oh, the radio scripts.
Yeah, the radio scripts. I gave them to you this morning. Where are they?
I want to talk about my brother.
Who's interested in your brother?
The woman across the street.
Well, who cares?
Her husband.
Gracie, we were having lunch at the Brown Derby, and I gave you a package. Where are the scripts?
Oh, the scripts. Oh, let me see now. No, don't tell me. I left the Brown Derby, and I went into that drugstore, and I put a nickel in the phonograph and played Beat Me Daddy Six to the Bar.
Six to the Bar?
Yeah, it was a cut-rate drugstore. And then I changed a dime and weighed myself, and I had 9 pennies left, so I weighed myself 9 more times.
And see, the audience is waiting.
Yeah,
Where are the scripts?
Please. Then I left for the May department store, and I crossed the park, and there was a man surrounded by a lot of pigeons feeding them peanuts, and he said, "Miss, how would you like to try this?" And I did, I ate about 2 bags of peanuts. And
Artie, will you play a number while Gracie tries to figure out where she left the scripts?
And then the pigeons flew away and I said goodbye to Mr. Reuter.
To Mr. Reuter.
Now, let me see. Where did I leave the scripts?
Yeah, the scripts.
Oh, I was on my way to the May Company, and I stopped to buy a ticket for the Rose Bowl game. The man said, would you like to sit on the 50-yard line? And I said, no, the chalk would ruin my dress. And then...
We've got to do a show.
Oh,
please.
And then the man said the tickets for the Rose Bowl were $1 apiece, and...
$1 apiece?
Oh, of course, it was a very small piece. Now, if I can get $200 more, I can buy the rest of the tickets. And then...
Gracie, try to remember what you did with the package. The scripts are in it. We're supposed to do a play.
Oh, señor Shaw, ¿por qué todas las noches tenemos que tocar Ferenczi? Ya estoy cansado de tocar.
Oh, yeah?
La misma...
Tú vas a hacer lo que yo digo. Yo soy el jeep aquí.
What's going on here? Artie, what's your guitar player saying?
What's he saying? I'm having enough trouble trying to figure out what I'm saying.
What's the argument about, Senor Lee?
I do not like the number for NSC we just played. Every night we play it at the Pandemonium Ballroom.
Pandemonium?
Si.
It's Palladium. Oh. Pandemonium is a lot of noise and confusion.
He swing and sway with Sammy Kay?
Artie, why do you take it from that musician?
He's got a diploma from Casa Loma.
Say, that's cute.
Hey, George.
What?
Try Spam and Chili with Rudy Villy.
You guys keep it up. Just keep it up and you'll be hitting the road with Papa Jode.
Oh, see now. So I finally got to the May Company.
Oh, you finally got to the May Company.
Yeah, yeah, and I went to the men's department and I said, I'd like to get a shirt for George. And the man said, 34 sleeves. And I said, no, 2 will be enough.
Gracie, when you got through shopping all day, what did you do with the packages?
Oh, those were all Christmas presents. I took them all down to the post office and mailed them.
To the post office?
Yes.
Well, you must have mailed the scripts with the rest of the packages.
Oh, well, let's go down and look for them.
Well, certainly.
Well, they'll be easy to find. On account of all my packages are addressed direct to the exchange department of the May Company.
You addressed all your gifts to the exchange department?
Well, yeah, that'll save my friends a lot of trouble after Christmas.
Well, come on, everybody. You better come with me to the post office and help me find the scripts.
I'll help. Mr. Burns, I refuse to help.
Who are you? Just a rugged individualist.
Everything happens to me. Well, come on, everybody. Let's go.
Well, George... George, I got it.
The scripts?
No. Let's tear a herring with old Fred Waring.
Oh, come on. Hey, 4 years in Harvard, open the door. Hey, sound man, I'm talking to you. Why don't you pay attention to your work?
Mr. Burns, that is what I've been doing all my life. 4 years I went to Harvard, studied diligently and never missed a lecture. The notes I made are used today as a model by the students at Harvard. Alongside me sat a student who never paid attention to anything. Instead of taking down notes, he wrote childish jingles on the margin of his notebook. Today, that man gets $50,000 a year writing those Burma shave signs, and this is what I do for a living.
Well, this is no time of the year to be sad. Christmas is in the air. Think of Santa Claus.
Poor Santa Claus reminds me of myself. Works hard all year and winds up holding the bag.
First half of a Christmas time episode of the Burns and Allen Show, originally broadcast back in December of 1940. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Cast member Bud Heestand's real first name was John, and he would also be credited as such on other series he announced for. And my question this time is about one of them. It was a detective program that aired on the Mutual Broadcasting System for 8 years, beginning in 1946, and starring Robert Bailey. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange, enchanted boy.
They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for four CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What is an important step that you don't want to skip when waterfowl hunting? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
A very important step in waterfowl hunting is scouting. You can increase the number of birds you harvest by knowing exactly where the ducks want to be. Look for feathers on the water, listen for quacking ducks, and use your binos to pinpoint their location. This can put you in the perfect spot on your next duck hunt. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Burns and Allen show announcer Bud Hiestand and one of his other gigs. He worked on a 1946 to 1954 Mutual series starring Robert Bailey. It was the detective program Let George Do It. For many of the episodes, he was credited under his real name, John Hiestand. Hey, I'm Greg Bell. Remember, you can visit us over at the website. It's easy to remember. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.